to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No.
Gosh darn right.
Hey, Joe.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Boy. He's into it today. He arrived today, what, 4 minutes before the show?
Yeah. Oh.
The yeah, world, according to Joe.
Running a little late and having that really just fell out of bed look.
I'm not the one who dropped a toolbox on the Beltway.
Is that what the what caused your tardiness?
Yeah. I mean, I was on the belt. I was coming off of 66 right before 2 o'clock, and then there was a little bit of sluggishness on the Beltway because some mechanic's toolbox fell off the wrecker truck.
He likes that story.
I only like it. I feel sorry for the guy because it's definitely like a $2,000 box, and it's never going to be the same.
Nice box.
Hey, nice box.
Oh, good talking with you, Joe.
So it was a big box.
It was a big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye.
Good day.
Bye-bye. Good day.
Should he stay after tonight? Because he was late getting
in. He's going to stay like 10 minutes late.
Hey, Joe.
That's his probation.
One more thing.
What?
Before the Halloween spooks come on, can we hear some of your Paul McCartney impression? Because it's killer.
Hey, you one-legged bitch. Those are my boobies.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Hey. Listen to his compatriot there. That's the hardest I've ever heard Norman laugh at anything.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Nicely done.
And now,
John Norman is seriously falling off his chair back there.
What are you laughing about?
He likes his buddy back there.
It's funny. No, it's not.
No, it's not, but it's funny. But you laughing at it is funny. That is funny.
Oh,
okay. So it's one of those Fridays.
Friday. It's Friday. Here we go. As Rob says, let's bring in the spooks.
Outside my window.
Woo! Look out! Sit down!
Behind the tree.
Holy ball and chain.
That the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Outside my window.
Oh, hi there.
I am William Castle, the director of the motion picture you're about to see. I feel obligated to warn you that some of the sensations, some of the physical reactions, which the actors on the screen will feel, will also be experienced for the first time in motion picture history by certain members of this audience. I say certain members because, well, some people are more sensitive to these mysterious electronic impulses than others. These unfortunate, sensitive people will at times feel a strange, tingling sensation. Others will feel it less strongly. Don't be alarmed. You can protect yourself. At any time you are conscious of a tingling sensation, you may obtain immediate relief by screaming. Don't be embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all you've got. The person in the seat right next to you will probably be screaming too.
Who he?
And remember this. A scream at the right time may save your life.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. Five.
I want to John and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
full pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, make me mad. Make me mad or I'm going to be really mad.
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can't get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic, Michael Mambra, drinking so much that it would scare ya. Saying things that are smart and bold, and questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news, what do?
Grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers,
and ladies, buzz is smooth. What are you himself?
Where can I find a photograph of you?
Ross B. Black is a good little monkey,
also known to be an eBay junkie.
The beginning of the show, he always says crazy.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest full screener. Don's always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Dynamite Show. The Dynamite Show. The Dynamite Show.
I always say we could play that one every day and I'd be happy.
Pretty good.
That's what we like. Like that. We like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is a cat named Donnie Sellog. That's the real Donnie Sellog?
That's what I hope so.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello there.
Hello! Hello!
Hi. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
No. No.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
She's pretty and she's nice.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
You know me. I'm busting.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Oh, my goodness!
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Excellent. Hello! Hello!
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi, Joe. Say hi.
He was saying hi. I heard him in the background.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Toolbox.
Exactly.
So
we'll start with the Who today.
I like this song.
The song is not Teenage Wasteland. It's not.
Hello.
It's a
Hello. I mean, little booger eaters would call for that. I mean, try to explain it.
It's not Teenage Wasteland.
Right.
The song is Baba O'Reilly.
That's the title of the song.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with Teenage Wasteland.
It has that in the lyric. It
yeah.
just doesn't have
yeah.
the title.
Right, Teenage Wasteland.
Baba O'Reilly.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Baba O'Reilly. It's much better than Ludacris.
Suck on that, losers.
Thank you.
You can suck this.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack?
I don't know, Jack.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it. I know.
Fancy dicks you got here.
You gonna try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
I'm hearing you.
You are in denial.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get Ed. Where's Big Ed now?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ed. Ed McMahon.
Rosie, Chris Hansen, George W.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right, and everybody else. And howdy, and thank you for listening. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
1020 on 6 News. Rocktober 20th. Come on, 1006. Phone number. 877-365-3636. One number from anywhere in the United States and Canada. 877-365-3636. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. We're right there. Want to send some fan mail? Oh, yeah. Hey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Send it. Email us, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Also, my blog is up there today.
Yeah. There it is.
My blog, my uncensored blog about Rupert Pulpkin. Right there, just click on blog, either on the front page or in the upper right-hand corner.
I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
First of many real-life blogs on our website, and we're also there for you on iTunes. We've got something on the front of our webpage. You click there, and it takes you to iTunes as well. I'm just going to kind of fade this out. This got like just
this is my favorite part. What am I doing?
We've got like a minute left of this stuff.
There's a good chance we're taking drugs when we're fighting this.
Yeah, well, they put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I don't think it's right to put dirt on somebody.
This is really the climax of the song.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Oh, that's boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
I'm leaving you, found another woman, and oh, by the way, I never really loved you anyway.
Oh, that is sad.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
I think he's a jerk.
Okay, there you go.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
Tighter than a nut.
Good night, everybody.
There you go.
I love the Cossack dance when I move those legs. It's aerobic, Rob.
Type right out of sight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing this
morning? Hi. Very well, thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys ever heard anything about Pawboy Entertainment?
No, wrong.
Oh, my God, we walked right into that, didn't we?
Ding.
We just walked right into that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Those aren't the people that tried to spam with our YouTube thing,
I think
are
it
they?
Is. I think they are.
For goodness sakes, buy a schedule.
I think they're one and the same.
Buy commercials. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Oh, you're talking to us.
Well, right here. Welcome. Welcome
hey,
to welcome to Caffeine Central.
How's it going?
Would you like a grande?
Nope. Just wanted to call and say, man, I love you guys. You're awesome.
What's the different sizes? You mentioned grande. What else do they have?
There's a Vendi. Or,
what's Vendi?
Venti.
That's Venti small.
That's like the Big Mac of Starbucks sizes.
So it's like a super big one.
It's a huge one.
Venti. And then there's Grande, and what's the small?
Never ordered one. They got a queer name for it.
I
never ordered it either. What? Hello, Don and Mike.
It's
hey,
called
Don,
a Wimpy.
Hey, Mike, how are you guys?
I wish they'd change that.
Happy Hello. Friday.
Right on.
Now.
Okay. You know, listen, that's what we got to keep off the air, my friend.
Yeah. So many things. Well, it's nice to see that your blog has already aroused the listeners.
Yeah. Well, you know, that what the guy was saying was positive, but then he threw something in at the end that, you know, I'm pretty sure I covered that in the blog.
Yes, you did. I think so.
In a roundabout way, I think.
I think I remember that.
I think I did. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. And, check out the blog. That's there. Mike's got a blog coming up next week. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're blogging next week, Mike.
When do you want that written? When's my homework due?
I like the middle of the week.
Oh, I can handle that.
Just, you know, about your weight or whatever.
I'm going to write about flowers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Again?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, fat boy.
Hey.
Friday, yeah!
What's he screaming that?
Hey, bud!
Hey.
My bag's better, bud, yeah! Hey, one time I called you guys and you said you had sex and same girl at the same time? That's kind of gay.
Turn down your radio, you screaming lunatic.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, so I'm
on the clock right now, so I gotta keep going. Just wanna say happy later on, lizard lips.
What did you say?
He's on his way to court.
He's gone.
He sounded like Earl. From My Name is Earl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lost his tool chest.
Hello. made Joe late for work.
Mm-hmm.
Said you knew you said he knew you'd understand.
Bastard.
Hello,
Don. On a goat farm. Move to Ukiah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Hello.
Hey, Don. This is John and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for you. About a week ago Friday, y'all were doing this, you were calling those sex lines and using those excerpts from those shows.
Yeah.
Somebody doing that?
Yeah.
That was
yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Remember that, Don?
Sure I do.
That was some of the funniest radio I've heard in a long time.
It's very nice of you.
That was great.
Thank so, can y'all do that, like, on every Friday, spend, like, maybe 10, 15 minutes doing that? That was
you,
so fun.
You got it.
Consider it done.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Actually, I'm in Capitol Heights right now.
Capitol Heights, Maryland?
Capitol Heights, yes.
Yeah, right. Capitol Heights, Maryland. Yeah, heading back to Leesburg.
All right, well, have it for you.
Of course you are.
Well, we will
that
have...
wouldn't be your final destination, would it now?
Yeah, that actually is my final destination.
We will have that bit on for you tonight at 7:15.
7:15, great, Don. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Rip the knob off, 7:15.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Godspeed. See you at the Sacramento show.
Right now. That bit is actually airing right now at 106.7.2, our digital feed.
That's tune exciting.
Okay, a little too inside. Thank you, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah.
Turn it down, please.
Yeah.
Cool.
Turn the big knob down.
You seem to be having a problem.
Me?
No.
I can't believe it.
No, not you.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. Are you there, ma'am?
Some other ditzy broad.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
You've just caught up.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
That's going to confuse her further.
I know it will.
Turn your radio off.
Have you done that? Are you breathing through your nose or your mouth?
Oh, mouth, Mike.
This might be a child. Or a challenged adult.
Child driving? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Now, Sue, you're done. What can we do for you?
I'm sorry, that tape did make her turn the radio back up again.
Hello? Yes, what can we...
What? Listen, first, turn the radio off.
Get the Sacramento show.
How'd that go?
And then you hear...
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Is it off now?
Turn it off.
Is it off?
Are you...
Let's just establish communication first.
Answer us,
please. We're commanding her, and we don't even know if she's able to respond.
Are you there?
Are you all right?
Oh, who cares about that
one? Yes, we don't care about that one.
Are you there?
No, not you.
See, this has just now become a challenge at this point.
Yes.
We get a lot of calls like this. I don't think this is someone screwing with us.
This is somebody starting their weekend early.
Just caught up.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay.
To me?
Yes. Now.
It's you. Yes, it's you.
It's you.
Stay by the phone. What can we do for you? It's
turn
you.
Turn off your radio. This really, I'm sure, is going to be worth it.
You're commanding her again. She's not
going to...
What?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yes.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, my God. Don, Mike?
Oh, my God, she really wanted to talk to us.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
One last thing.
One last thing?
You haven't started yet.
You didn't start anything yet.
Mystery for me.
What?
Play Mystery for me.
Play Misty for me.
Jesus.
Oh, Christ. My God, what is wrong? What's your name?
I'm sorry.
What is your name?
My name is Kathy.
Kathy, you're listening to my voice right now, right?
Yes.
Kathy, turn the radio off or down. Turn it down completely. Don't listen to it anymore.
Okay.
We want to talk to you on the telephone.
Never again. All right. I'm here.
Okay, great.
Now,
you're here.
Now, why did you call, Kathy?
Well, I called to say, play Misty for me.
Are you drunk?
No.
Hi. Are you high?
No, I'm not. It's my day off. It's a beautiful day, and I've been dying to call.
Oh, come on, Kathy. Tell us the truth. You're loaded.
Are you driving right now, darling?
I am driving, and I'm not loaded, but I am on painkillers.
You know, she sounds like that George Bush tape you were playing.
No. Breakthrough. She is on painkillers.
Oh, you're on what kind of painkillers?
I take oxycodone.
Oh.
And let's see, what's the other one?
And you're operating a motor vehicle.
Klonopin. Mm-hmm. And
you know that one, Buzz? Didn't quite hear her pronounce it.
I was in a car accident 7 years ago.
No surprise there. You're about to be in another one.
You know, it's really odd when you call the state, the radio, you can't tell who's talking to you. If it's Don or Mike.
Honey, you can tell, but only if you're not taking pills.
Yeah, you're all hopped up on medication. That's why you really can't tell what's going on.
Yeah, you're right.
Darling,
okay.
Your problem was not identifying our voices. Your problem was being so dense that you were listening to the radio when you should have been listening to the telephone.
I mean, it took 2 minutes to get you to even realize you were on the air.
That's true. You're absolutely right. I had no idea.
Come on, hold on a second.
What end of the phone?
I am going to have to up the ante.
Yeah.
I believe
there's something else to
that
play.
There
here.
Was a chaser that went with those pills of some kind.
Did there you wash the pills down with your friend Jack?
Or Jim?
Listen to that laugh.
He's a koala.
A what?
Pina colada.
Pina colada.
Oh, no. Not that foo-foo. That would take a little longer to get your bloodstream.
With the pills, I don't know.
No, really. I'm not drunk. I'm not high. I do take painkillers.
Are you
I'm generally a goofy person.
Huh. Are you slow? Does it take
you a... No, I'm not slow.
Are you hot?
I am 50.
I'm 50.
Doesn't mean you can't be hot.
Doesn't mean you can't be hot.
I would love to say that I look like Helen Hunt, but...
who do you look like really, Mike?
Now I'm starting to turn the corner
on her. My bill-popping babe, who do you look like?
Someone told me once that I look like Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst as she would be today.
Mike, even back in the day with the...
Yeah, Patty Hearst was never hot.
With the SLO or right? The
SLA, Symbionese SLA. Liberation Army.
When she had her goddamn beret on. I mean, Patty Hearst.
The photo of Patty Hearst in the bank with a machine gun.
Do you have black hair now still? Do you dye your hair?
No, yeah, I do dye my hair. It's reddish, blondish. Brownish.
I must know.
Coffee cake.
Are you a K Kathy or Kathy with a C?
Kathy with a K.
Of course she is.
It's actually Kathleen, but I go by Kathy.
Of course she is.
What size are you, darling?
Well, I am a Weight Watchers. I called the other day to talk to Mike about Weight Watchers.
What is your size? We were talking about women's clothing sizes yesterday. What's your size?
What size am I? Well, unfortunately, I'm a size 16.
A 15, huh? I thought they went 14 to 16.
Well, I am on Weight Watchers, and you called me
a... Oh, no, a 15 is a 14 with the armholes cut out.
I used to be a size 6 to 8, but after the car accident...
Of course.
Ended up in bed for 3 to 4 years.
Right, hand bone.
What were you eating when you hit the other car?
Was it a drive-thru?
In her zeal to get to the second window,
so you were.
She put the pedal to the metal.
Airbag destroyed all the eclairs.
So, hi, Kathy. You are calling us today just to say hi. You're high.
Yeah.
And you're calling
Kathy with a K, like Kathy Bates.
Well, I absolutely.
We have a winner.
I love you. I love you. I listen to you a lot. Both of you.
Kathy Bates from Misery.
Make me laugh.
No, hold on. Kathy Bates from About Schmidt. About Schmidt is the winner because that's where she gets
out of
the hot tub.
She is naked, but there's another one.
The hot tub.
What's the one where she makes the guy fall down the well, the one that takes place in Maine where she gets chased?
Oh, is that Dolores?
Dolores Claiborne. Thank you very much, Dolores Claiborne.
But the grossest one is when she gets out of the hot tub.
Yes, absolutely.
With Jack Nicholson.
But she looks mighty hagged out in Dolores Claiborne. Right at the end there, like when she's meeting with Christopher Plummer, and she's just completely hagged. I love Kathy Bates.
Not the good-looking Kathy Bates.
Right.
Right.
She is such a wonderful actress. She's a master actress.
She is.
All right, Kathy. As much as we'd like to continue this, we would hate to be the reason that you end up, going head into a telephone pole or something. So,
actually, if Kathy Bates had a son that she had in England, he would be referred to as young Master Bates.
Right. So let's keep the hands at 10 and 2. Hands at 10 and 2. Right pedal is, now which is the right pedal? Is it gas or is it the brake?
Hey, I'm just pulling into the Carvel ice cream. I've got to get off the phone now.
What are you going to get at Carvel?
Everything. Carvel, it's
Fudgy. Patio Cripply.
Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale. Thinny Thin. This is your participating Carvel ice cream stone.
Quick question. Which one of the pedals works the gas? The right one or the left one?
Right.
Excellent job.
Beautiful.
What kind of car you got?
Yeah, I have to know what kind of car
you got. I drive a Saturn.
A Saturn? I'm surprised.
We decided yesterday that that is a perfectly acceptable road rage car.
I really figured her for an MV. I really figured her for an MV, no question about it.
She drives a beautiful Saturn.
A DMV.
A beautiful Saturn.
A dumb minivan.
Saturn. Top of the line.
Rob just said the best. A Saturn.
Top of the line.
You know what? Come on. That's going to go into the vernacular now. A Saturn.
A Saturn.
Taking the place of the CLI Taurus, the Ford.
Well, the whole brand is a Saturn.
How long have you owned your Saturn?
I've had it for years.
Not a Ford Saturn. Who actually makes Saturn?
Saturn is its own company.
It is. Aren't they owned by somebody else?
They might be a GM. Aren't they a GM?
Really? Yeah. Glommed on with GM. That's what it is.
I think they're with GM.
Right.
They're owned by Yum Foods.
The car that I was had the accident. It was a Honda Civic, brand new, and some guy in a big pickup truck just ran through the red light. Well, and next thing I know, him and I were heading to the hospital.
You're on drugs,
right? Well, you know,
were you on the same gurney with him? Sounds like the way you described it. Him and I.
Don, I do want to know how you. You're very fortunate to meet. Have a girlfriend. I just wanted to know, how were you lucky enough to find her?
God, I don't know. I was sitting on the street corner picking my ass one day, and wearing my adult diaper without my shirt on,
and your sign that you normally carry will work for food.
Yes, and fortunately, I was so lucky that a woman drove by in her adult chariot and picked me up. I met her. She was in my wood pile.
Oh, okay.
That's where I met her.
You just lifted up a birch log, and there she was.
There she was.
With little fairy wings.
Really? Just keep on doing what you guys are doing. You're great.
Right on.
Aren't you
sweet? I love your invitations, both of you.
Now we do know you're high. Now we do know you're high. Now. Okay, there.
Bye!
There we part as friends. Okay?
Good.
Hello.
She was interesting.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Is this your sister?
Thank you, honey.
What can we do for you?
Different lady, Mike.
Hi, ma'am.
I called to tell you guys, and not that you care, but the queer name for the small at Starbucks is Tall.
It's a tall?
Tall.
Yes, yes. Well, it's small. Why are they calling it Tall?
Exactly. Thank you, Sarah. Is that Joe just put your name up. Sarah? That is beautiful. Sarah, that makes us smile. Sarah, smile.
Thank you.
Because when you go in there, it's weird that if you say, I want a large or an extra large, they make you use the queer name. And if
you can't order an extra large in a Starbucks.
I mean, you can, but they'll say to you,
a grande?
They say, we call it a grande or
I don't like the other one.
Vente.
Vente. That's wrong.
But if you want a small, it's a tall.
That's stupid. Is there smaller than a tall?
An espresso?
Is there a regular? No.
No medium, no small, no large.
It's tall, grande, and vente.
Vente.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get the biggest one. Just pour it in a big plastic jug.
What do you get, a mocha, vende, grande, latte?
I just don't pour some of everything in.
What do they have those names? Are those French names that they...
No.
Oh, it's Italian. Vente, yeah, of course, it's Italian. Why is it Italian if it's a place called Starbucks? It couldn't sound more American. Tall is not Italian. And it originated in Seattle, did it not?
Hey, let's just stop all this talk because I like to keep that place as my little secret place.
Okay.
Yeah, okay?
We don't want the word getting out.
Because
we do not want people going to that place.
What I love is the fact that no matter...
They might open another one.
No matter which one. And they're hard to find, Mike.
They are very hard to
find. They are hard to find, but the good thing is when you go in... There's never anybody there. It's beautiful, so let's keep it our little secret.
I forgot what I heard, and I believe it's some astronomical level of openings that they have.
Yeah.
Like they open every 30 seconds or so. It's amazing.
Worldwide, yeah.
Worldwide that a new Starbucks opens every 30 seconds.
More openings than Beth Ann McBride.
Wow.
There was one on the cruise ship when I took a cruise.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't have enough places for it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
And that last chick you were talking to.
Hold on, you can't say nothing.
Although the sentiment was nice.
The caller had a problem with the lady that was taking the medication.
He said he wanted the lady who was taking the medication to end up in the wood chipper like Steve Buscemi in the movie Fargo.
And he was very graphic with his language, but he was also graphic with his description, as he said.
He said he wanted that
foot with the sock.
He wanted her to end up like Heather McCartney.
Oh, that would be your friend in the wood chipper back there.
One-legged.
I don't picture her like that an hour. I picture like that in an hour, shirtless, covered in ice cream. And chocolate things.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio geniuses, how you doing?
Hi there. Well, hey, come on. Let's not get crazy.
This is why I say it. I just got done reading the blog. Hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Had a question for you.
Yeah, I bought it.
I want to know if everybody else, like Rob, if he's going to get his own little interpretation of Mein Kampf on there.
Everybody gets their chance to blog. It's up to the people on the show whenever they feel the mood so inclines them.
All right, man. That's what I want to hear. Time is money. I got to get out of here.
All right. See you later.
Time is money.
As a matter of fact,
time is money, Space Late.
I like it so much, and I probably could become compulsively addicted to that. Like just getting up every day. And if it doesn't have to be stuff that's about the show,
right.
If it's just about things that piss me off or things that I like.
The ABCs.
Just the ABCs of me.
Exactly.
How beautiful. And the same for the rest of you guys.
It's a lot of freedom, yeah.
Just get up and write it, and it's there. And it's just, it's just your opinion, man.
You're in the blog.
You use the computer for that, right?
Oh, no, Mike, I did it longhand.
Oh, okay, and then sent it by courier over to John Norman?
I did it longhand, and I used, you know how when you're first teaching a kid to write, and they got that big paper with the big gigantic spaces, and you do the big uppercase A and the lowercase A?
Big aligned note paper. Big chief tablet.
That's exactly how I did it.
Oh, I want to say, get well to my daughter Elizabeth, who is going through some tummy trouble, and she's getting some tests on that. She's got a real bad tummy, and if she's listening on her way to the doctor, I want to say I love you, and I hope you're feeling a little bit better. I really do. So she's had a tough week. So my daughter Elizabeth, I love you, sweetie. I just wanted to say that to you.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't mean it's nice. She has a stomach.
It's nice that I was saying that too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the kid that never has had anything, any problems at all. No, you know, she's the little one that'll, you know, if daddy wants to make some pancakes, she'll eat my pancakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She'll eat my pancakes. You almost said that like.
She'll eat my pancakes.
You almost said that like there's juice at my table.
There's deep at my table.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hey. You're on the air.
Hey,
this is the Don
Starbucks does have a small, unfortunately, although they only charge a nickel less.
Oh, no!
So there is a tall and then a small?
Hello? Oh, he's gone.
Well, I guess there is a small then.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Where's the RSS feed on the blog?
Where's the what?
What was that?
The RSS
Nerd says what?
By definition, a blog has a feed that I can subscribe to. Where is the RSS feed?
It's right up here. It's in my B-U-T-T.
Gotcha.
Okay. Radio. Okay. 10-4.
Well, can't you blog on like a regular website?
Yeah, I'm blogging on our website.
And right. You don't subscribe. Our website is just there.
You just click on it.
What do you think we are, Bill O'Reilly, where we ask you to subscribe? We'll give you like a floor mat.
Not a Mike show.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you know I saw something funny today. Mike's not the only one with a side business. I saw this place today called Kong Taekwondo.
Kong! Good
for you. Well, the secret's out now, Rob. Kong's Taekwondo. Yes, Rob has been teaching a student and master of the martial arts for decades.
Like Elvis.
Good for you, Rob.
I'm a brown belt.
Yeah, but you're a brown belt.
And Rob, isn't it? What is this? Ka means hand. What is it?
Kata.
It's like kung fu. Ka means hand.
Kata means hand.
Kata means hand. Te means empty. So it's empty hand. It's fighting.
How mad you want me to get, Jack?
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
I thought it meant open hand.
Empty hand, I think.
Empty hand, okay.
We're fighting without weapons.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This show is a mess.
Everybody is starting the weekend early.
Apparently.
Hi there, Don Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I was wondering if Harry Morgan knew that today was his old...
Well, I guess we're never going to find out what that was.
That was a helpful.
I think I know. I think
junior
I know what
producer.
What
was he going to say about the wonderful Harry Morgan?
Today is William Christopher's birthday. The
Who's
guy
that?
Who played
Father Mulcahy.
Father Mulcahy.
Ah.
So I think that's Jesus probably the direction Christ he was going.
Okay. Thank
wow
you. Thank you, all you helpers out there.
Talk to you already.
The tapes we have today.
Yes.
We're going to get to these early in the show because we're a little jam-packed later. Mike Tyson was on TV being interviewed, and Mike Tyson does not say anything that at first listen you would think, oh my God, he's outrageous, he's crazy,
right,
he's nuts, mm-hmm, even though there's a story now that he wants to fight women, he wants to box women. We just had, Rob, what show is he on?
Donnie Deutsch, is that on CNBC? Yeah.
Donnie Deutsch. On CNBC, and the tapes of Mike Tyson stand alone. They just, you can just hear them and just wonder what the frig is going on in there.
Is he still insane?
Yeah, oh, Mike, yes. 100%
very good.
Certified insane. So very good. Let me see, Rob. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cuts of that.
Wow.
Oh, and you put the CSI thing on.
Thought you'd enjoy that.
Okay.
Beer.
Now, as it turns out, this would be a good lead-in. Last night, Mike went to a Democratic
fundraiser, right,
and got to meet Slick Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
meet would be overstating it. I was in one of those lines as he came by and he did the quick handshake.
One thing that Mike always does in his spot on Clinton, which I think is the best one that you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Out of all of them, one thing that Mike always drops in is deer. You know, how are you, dear?
Good to see you, dear.
Now,
how are you?
This is like an inside joke here on the show that sometimes we all do that even off there. We go, you know, well, thank you, dear.
When you say be a dear.
Be a dear.
Be a dear.
Be a love. Be a dear. But really, it's about the whole hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
How are you, dear?
Well, last night, Janet got a first-hand look at how sometimes Nutty Rob and I act like just like teenage queer faggots.
Right.
CSI was on. Yeah, when she walked in on us.
So embarrassing.
She walked in on us.
She walked in, and for all those of you that might have seen the movie Sideways, when she walked in on you, it was similar to that scene in Sideways where
he has
to go back in to retrieve the wallet.
I was Sandra Oh. I'm sorry to say.
No, I was talking about, you know, the lady in the rib house.
Oh, the first one.
You know the scene,
yeah,
right, where Paul Giamatti has to crawl in on his
yes
hands.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Well, that's the scene.
The first time.
Right, exactly.
Well, either way, he's in there getting plenty of, you know, poontang.
Right.
I'm watching the show last night with my girlfriend, and this happens. It's a brief exchange between Grissom and the Gap-Tooth Girl, who's
okay
his girlfriend.
Georgia Fox.
Okay. Right.
What's your name, Buzz?
Georgia Fox.
Georgia Fox.
So we're watching the show, and they're walking into the morgue, right, and here's what happens.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I didn't offend you.
Now, here's how it happens.
Is that?
Yeah. And here's how it happened in real life. Because this happens at an important point in the show, when they're discovering evidence. So both Janet and I are sitting watching the show, and it's like this.
Hi. Did I say something offensive to you as a Catholic?
Oh, hold on. Let me take it from the beginning.
I was surprised to hear him say that.
Not me.
Here we go. Okay.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I go, whoa! And right away, I pause it.
No, dear.
She says, what are you doing? I said, hold on. Listen to it again.
Something I said.
No, dear.
And I go, God damn. That's so funny. That is so funny.
The fact that he used the word deer?
Yeah. Yeah. And on cue, while the show was still paused,
right,
and I, like a retard, was just playing this over this two-second snippet over and over again.
Right. No deer.
You got it right on cue? Come on. Here we go. Because here's what, this is like the third time that I'm still... I go, okay, just one more time. Hold on.
Something I said.
No deer.
No deer. I said, you know what? You suck.
I know. I do suck.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst.
You really are the worst.
I am.
8,000 machines. There. He finally found it.
What did he find?
The sound effect.
Oh, okay. All right.
So...
Something I said.
No, dear.
Oh! That's so funny.
That's what he was looking for, the ring?
Yeah. And I pick it up and I go, hello, it's Rob.
What did he say?
And Rob says, hello, dear.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
And I said, I know! Dear! Said dear! Meanwhile, she's looking at me really like, you know, what is going on here?
I can understand that look, but you know, those of us that work with you guys know, and we know the deer because it's, I mean, you're always doing the via deer, and it's good, solid, it's homoerotic fun.
It's funny, and also then
what is it about deer? Deer has that image of like a young guy trying to sound older. You know, when you say, and it's almost like a paternal type addressing of someone.
I never hear guys say it.
Or the way, or the way that you use it with Clinton, where he would.
How are you, dear?
Come on, and what that
it's
is.
It's like, it's just like, I am, you know, I don't think he means anything by it, but it conveys, I'm larger than life in some way. It's a little condescending, but it's more or less, I'm bigger than the room. Hello, right. Dear.
Mm. And also, I think when Clinton does it by saying, hello, dear, he is leaving the option open to banger.
Well, you know what? I can rest assured, I believe after what... He's 60 now, and after watching him last night, I believe he can do whatever he wants.
Something I said.
No, dear.
And then Janet got very annoyed because... I continue to talk with Rob about how this furthered the relationship between Grissom and myself. See, Rob, that's one of the little nuances they throw at us.
The deer is setting the stage for the future romance.
Right. They are in a romance.
They're in a romance.
They're in a relationship. And then Rob started saying to me, did you notice the sound, how great the audio is when they go from one room to the next.
That door opening?
Yes.
It's, well, the echo. They had a different echo in the church that they did in the morgue. I mean, they just...
Right.
It's the best show on TV.
Well, it is crafted, and it's so much better than the other CSIs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Writing-wise and everything else.
Show.
It really, literally, I was so rude to Janet. She was just sitting right there. Now,
did you sit, you'd look over at any time and say you wouldn't understand, dear?
No, she just sat there, and it was really, literally, a five-minute conversation. And I was like, okay, well, if anything helps out, then... I'll call you. All right, buddy. Yeah, dear.
You got to understand.
And as soon as I hang up the phone, she says, how come the smile like is gone from your face?
Oh, no.
But I guess because I said...
It was the hangover.
I said, I used up a lot of smiling with Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the equivalent of... Well, the best analogy I can give you are flight attendants on a flight when they're all laughing with each other at the front of the plane, and then they turn to the customer, and the whole demeanor changes.
Yep.
So you'll be sitting there talking to Rob, and I'll say, I'm looking at you, and you're Janet. Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, that's right, dear. All right, I'll talk to you later. Hi.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Uh-huh. And it's not anything that you're trying to, you know, you're not trying to hurt anybody, but it's very difficult not to be hurt when that happens.
But thank you for not running out of laughter while you're talking to me. Thank you for always saving
so
a little.
Gay.
Saving a little.
I got to say dear. That is gay.
It's just one other thing that I've heard repeated now, not only from Frida, but also from Janet.
Yes.
Is... And in both cases, not meant in a mean-spirited way.
Well, as your radio spouse, I've given it to you in a roundabout way also over the years. You know, kind of that same same thing. I don't come out and say that, but it's like joy with Rob, like when we travel or something, is just, nobody goes near you guys because, I mean, there's no point.
So like Janet,
there's no point. If we're on the street in New York, I'm going to walk three blocks ahead because there's no, you two are back like seriously, you ought to have Catholic girl skirts on.
She said to me, she said, how come every time you talk to Rob, you could be in just a quiet mood.
Right.
You could be in a mood where you're contemplating things or whatever. You pick up the phone with him, and it is laugh central.
Well, didn't you say you had an answer for that the other day?
I said, just be funny.
That's it. That's the way you put it.
I said, same thing to Bridge. Just be funny.
Just be
just
funny.
And then Rob told me that Terry says the same thing to him.
The same thing for my opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Just be funny.
Your opponent.
And then,
I don't get it.
Then this is,
hello, dear.
This is my hello, dear.
Something I said.
No, dear.
No, dear. And that is so funny because Mike went to see Clinton last night.
Yes.
And when we talked this morning on the telephone.
We talked this morning?
Hello. I mean, you're kidding me, right?
I am kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, of course. I remember that.
How did you get that number?
How did you get it? Like I always answer that. Who's this?
When we were chatting about it this morning.
Right.
One thing you mentioned was that you got to meet Clinton.
Yeah, shake hands.
Shake his hand.
A meeting is the.
And
if I had a gazillion dollars, I could have met him, I guess.
He also lingered and said hi to your girlfriend?
You know, I mean, he was there and lingered a little longer, stayed, signed autographs, and really hung out more than any of the other political wonks that were there. And he stayed long enough that Carla and I moved over to another side of the room where we knew he was going to come walking by. And as he came up to me, I got the handshake. Now, this is very brief, and I don't want to overstate it, but damn it if it was not accurate. He looked at me and said, hello. He said, hello. And he shook my hand.
Yeah.
And he got to Carla, who was right on my left, and it was just... It was a little bit longer, not a lot. He was still working the room, but it was, to me, I will give you the way it went. He shakes my hand, and he says, hello. He shakes Carla's hand, and he goes, hello. How are you? Now, I know I might be overstating it, but I was looking for it.
You're not.
And I wanted to shake his hand, but really, my whole purpose for being at that thing, I really realized at the end, was to bring Carla along and just see how he would react to her.
And he did.
And it was just...
He did.
It was, but the women...
Because
I mean, the guy is 60 years old, and the women just still... You know,
are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
They still go nuts. And he's like, you know, there were other political people there. You know, there was the Senate candidate from Virginia. There was, former Senator Rob was there. Nobody wants, they want this guy. They want Clinton. They want him. Everybody's there. That's the reason they sold the thing out. That's
why. Did your girlfriend indicate to you
that
you have a very healthy, secure relationship?
I do, and I think I know what you're going to ask, and I look forward to answering that.
Did she indicate to you that, hey, you know what? He's still got that old...
I'll go one step further.
That old killer move.
I will go one step further. I have never seen her in front of me react to anybody like that. Not to be like, well, what we... It was kind of like... it was like this. It was, let's go over to this side. Let's go. And I'm like, okay, hey, yo, easy.
Slow down.
Hi, how are you? I paid for the tickets. You want to come over here, have a glass of wine? No, if we move over here, we'll get the... And... She was among, I would say, the vast majority. The guys were kind of laying back and just scattered around. Yeah, you had men up there, too. I mean, a lot of guys. But the women were, I mean, every man in there, they were oblivious. And here's a guy. I mean, the bottom line, the guy is 60 years old. But he doesn't convey 60. He's got the white hair. But he's got, when he talks, I noticed this. And we were real close. I was about... maybe 10 feet away from him. I maneuvered myself because early in this little reception they were having up to a place where I could see him. And what he does is when he's speaking to a crowd of people,
right.
He's speaking off the top of his head. And he's great at saying things that he always has been as far as just verbalizing the party doctrine and all that.
Right.
And what he does is he's talking about all these heavy issues and he's talking, and as he's doing that, He is literally going through the crowd, and he is making direct eye contact with the crowd.
Question.
Not, he,
okay.
You know he's not. Direct he's looking right at you a couple of times.
Is he eye-effing any women?
You know something? I really want to portray this accurately, but when you mentioned that, like you asked me that question about Carl, and you asked me that question, and my perception was,
yes,
you know, because of his reputation and everything, you think, yeah, I think he's studly. He's not eye-effing, but he's definitely pausing. I know he was. I know he was because they're attractive women all over this little reception, and there are other women, and it was just to watch him. You know, I've always heard this about Clinton that he can work a room, and
yes,
you know, he's got this charisma, and to see it firsthand and to see the way he was doing this, it was so funny because he's talking, and normally when you make a speech, you're looking like over the crowd. You're like, you're not really speaking to anybody. He was speaking to a group of about 500 people, and he was talking. He was kind of like zeroing, you know, everybody in, and I'm like, hey man, he looked at me twice, and then I realized who I was standing next to.
Of course, he wasn't really looking at you, dear.
No, he wasn't, dear. But it was, you know, it was fun. It was cool, and I, it's just amazing the way.
Smell his hand?
Carla did. Yeah, Carla shook his hand, and Carla made. This is getting back to what you said before. Carla was just like. Some comment like, oh, I don't think I want to wash this hand anyway. You know, it's and it's just, you know. And then I found myself going the other way. You know, I kind of like Clinton, and then I was, you know, almost getting into that jealousy thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what he did. You know, so.
Now, you've met a lot of famous people in luminaries and stuff. Is there anyone you think that approaches him for charisma?
What it was is that I only.
I got a name. Like, hold on, I got the name. Al Lewis.
Yes.
Grandpa John. True. Grandpa Munster. Grandpa Munster had.
Crowd of 500.
He had charisma. Here's where the charisma was, being part of the masses, because what he did was, this reception was for, you know, the big wigs that they had in a separate part of this house, and then they came out where all the other people were, and he spoke to this group, and to watch him working the room, God, it's so funny you say that. That eye effing, because really, my whole time watching him, I'm like going, man, you know, he is looking around.
One last thing,
you know, they whisked him out of it.
An intensely personal question.
Yes,
you don't have to answer.
Okay.
Did you make love last night when you got home?
No.
Good. You know why I say good?
Why?
Because if you did, you
she'd be thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She'd be thinking. He looks, even though he's got the white hair, and he's got kind of those baggy eyes, too.
Yeah, no, she was
but
looking.
But he's still got that thing going. He's got that, you know, he's just
he's got his thing.
And he does
going.
That thing, you know, where he opens his mouth. You ever see when he does, where he's up there talking, and he does that.
How are you, dear?
How are you? Good to see you, dear.
Hello, dear.
But I give him credit. Everybody else split. I mean, everybody split. You know, all the famous people split.
Of course.
And he was there.
What
he was there working
in
the room.
He's got to go back with cankles.
Well, they're using him like a toilet in the Democratic Party. I mean, he's been all over the country during these races. So he's. But you know what? That's his thing. You know, he digs it. You know, he's the guy that hangs out longer because he really. He seems to. If he's faking it, he's doing a good job because he looks like he enjoys it.
I think I'll stay, dear. Yeah. I like that.
How are you?
That girl's name was Carla.
Nah, there's no getting to him either. I mean, because, you know, I mean, he's got all the guys with little
headphones. But you know he's got his guy with the headphones.
Yeah, who knows?
The earphone thing where he, like, you know.
I will admit to you
like
that
Eddie
was.
Like Eddie Van Halen that he gives him, you know, the sign, like, you know, you know, that's the one. And then the guy talks into his sleep like, hello. Bubba's pick one out.
Yeah. There was, like, one little fear of mine that somebody would come out and I'd be,
She's, next to the guy with the, I think it's, is that the disc jockey? Yeah. You know what? Okay. Let's, a disturbance in level 4A. 4A, go. Go now. Go, 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 go. Get her in the car.
I really thought, you know, weird thoughts run through your mind. I did have that thought of, I'd be sitting there.
Hello,
and
dear.
Somebody would tap her on the shoulder and say, yeah, will you excuse us for just a minute? We're having a little reception for some of the women here. And I'm like, oh, go. Go knock yourself out. And I'd be sitting there. At midnight. Where is she?
Dear God. Dear, you know John F. Kennedy. had a lot of women.
Would you like to come and see the back of the limo? Can you come with me right now?
And I bet, you know, the great thing about Clinton is that he could probably lay it out with them saying, listen, you know, everybody's watching me. We've got 3 minutes tops.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that would be the way it was done.
So it's like, get in the back of the car.
Well, heck, by the end of the speech and, you know, the fact that I shook his hand, I kind of wanted to bang him, too. So it was it was just a weird, weird little experience.
How are you, dear?
But he...
I didn't offend you, did I? Did I say something offensive to you as a Catholic?
Oh, hold on, where's the dear part? Oh, I know.
something I said.
No, dear.
Dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's Rob! Hello, Rob! Yes!
So you guys are having that conversation, and meanwhile, I'm smelling my hand.
Right.
I am simply smelling my hand.
What should we be doing?
We should be breaking.
Yes, okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've been racking my brain trying to make this right between us, given that we're lifelong friends and all. And seems like there's only one fair solution. I'm going to have to kill you.
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two, three.
Forever straining at stool.
Yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Title of our biography. Title of our bio.
Yep.
Here you go. Join Robert Spiewak.
What?
From noon to two tomorrow.
Oh, where's he going to be?
At the Purcellville, Virginia Fire Department.
Oh, God.
Come for fun demonstrations.
Fire trucks.
And Congressman Frank Wolf.
You going to bring the kids? Okay.
The kids are out of town.
Oh, that's right. Your website's out for another month.
I'm going to go and collect my check, and I'm told I'll be hosting the Jaws of Life demonstration. I don't know if I'm in the car or not, but we'll see.
Well, it'll be good weather to come out and see Rob.
Thank you for the plug.
Rob, I might come out and see you. When are you going to be out there? Noon to two?
You're not going
to
come.
I say that every time you're somewhere, though.
I know. Percival.
I might someday.
Let's have a parade.
Yay!
Ticker tape parade.
He ripped the card up. Hey, you ripped the card up.
Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
I think you know where the front office is.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You, dick.
Okay, before the Mike Tyson tapes, gosh, or maybe we should just start with them.
Sometimes I'm a quack and I like to start trouble. I'm a drama king.
Mm. Drama king.
Okay. I made a comment that we're going to box later. I made a big thing. Mike want to fight. Listen, common sense, no woman's going to want to fight me. But you won't believe how many calls I got from women fighters that wanted to box me in an exhibition.
Hold on. When did he turn into Dennis Murphy?
I know.
He's worse than he's ever been.
You've got to love this happening, that lady tongue.
Do you think it's the boxing thing that is? Yeah. Sure sounds right. Like it.
I made a comment that we're going to box later. I made a big thing. Mike want to fight. Listen, common sense, no woman's going to want to fight me. But you won't believe how many calls I got from women fighters that wanted to box me in an exhibition. Some people just don't get the world that we live in.
Yep. Okay.
Wow. Like you, Mike?
Like I said, the tapes, they kind of stand on their own.
Yes, they do.
but first, so many got. I love a Friday show because we're jam-packed.
Yes, we are.
We got a good Mike Bitt today. We've got the beautiful Nancy today. Damn. We're going to be giving away some cash today, playing a game here in a second. So it's catch-up day. Catch-up. We'll supply the fries. We supply the ketchup.
Catch-up day on the Donna Mooch Room.
There's a lot of things that I've wanted to talk about this week. And this is just the moronic way that my mind works. With everything going on in the world, I would have to say the number one thing that pissed me off this week, the most, next to the blog guy,
right,
would be the fact that there is a unique partnership that was announced that is driving me nuts between the CBS daytime drama, The Guiding Light,
yeah,
and Marvel Comics.
Hmm.
Now, this is bad, Leroy Brown bad.
I hadn't heard about this.
Not many people have, Mike. You've got to go to the nerd comic book sites that I go to.
Okay.
Remember, I have a Batman cowl under glass in my house.
I know. So these are Marvel comics we're talking about.
But I've got a lot of Spider-Man memorabilia.
Right.
A big Stan Lee fan. Like Marvel comics as well. Here's the deal. Marvel is right now in the final stages of designing the costume for the superhero character that will be portrayed on The Guiding Light.
Oh, boy.
And
you mean a soap opera is going to have a superhero?
Wait, friend, it gets worse.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, but whoever this superhero is will have his own comic book. And The Guiding Light characters will be featured in the superhero comic book.
Got it. And that is blasphemy to you.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, this is Armageddon.
Yes.
If you have a
the end of the world.
If you have a credit card, go out right now and run it to your limit.
Right.
Because I guarantee nothing will be standing on Monday.
This is not right.
You know, like Bill Murray said, dogs, cats.
Living together.
You know. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Do they have any idea what kind of superhero it's going to be? I mean, have they named it?
Yeah. No, it's down to two, and this is
do we know who's going to play the superhero?
No, we do not.
Probably some pretty male actor. Susan Lucci. As Emmy woman.
They've not announced who the superhero will be, but they have announced that the Guiding Light characters will be featured in both Spider-Man comics and also Wolverine.
And are you organizing some sort of protest here?
Why not just stab me in the heart?
They've done that.
Really, why not just take a steak knife and stab me in the freaking heart?
Wouldn't some argue that, you know, what are comic books but little soap operas anyway?
Stop it, my
Guiding Light. That doesn't even sound like a show with a superhero.
Well, don't they have, like, little pretty characters that surround the superheroes and people that get in distress and all that good stuff?
I don't
know who
can
play the superhero.
Who?
They can bring back John Riggins.
John Riggins.
I think he was on Guiding Light.
Stop right there, citizens. I'm really excited about that.
Good. You know, I noticed you were breaking into that building, and I thought I needed my X-ray vision to knock this door down.
As predicted, I believe, on this show, John Riggins doing absolutely nothing on the radio dial.
Well, you know, you're going to find that's not going to happen after I get my superhero outfit. And I go back to the Guiding Light and say, look at this, I can absolutely turn myself invisible.
All right, I love a list. Goddamn, I love a list.
I'm good.
I got 8,000 lists. Before we get to the most misspelled names on Yahoo, this is a dumb list that I found. It's just facts about the products that we use every day.
Okay.
Q-tips were originally called baby gays.
How often do you use Q-tips?
Every day.
Do you really use them every day?
Every day.
Do you use them every day?
Almost daily.
Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
Very rarely.
That's one thing I got to say.
Is that why I have the bad hearing?
My ears are probably cleaner than my bung.
You use them in your ears?
Yeah. Crisco appears solid, but it's actually over 80% liquid oil.
Right. I knew that, actually. Yeah, it's lard, really. It's oil.
All right, Mike.
Yes?
Here's one for you.
Put it in a pan, it melts.
I know you didn't know. When Coppertone was invented in 1944, all the way until 1953, what was the original picture and slogan on the bottle? Coppertone suntan lotion.
It was from the movie, one of the movie you played a clip from. It's the one where he says, she's got a great ass!
No, it was before the little girl with the pull down.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was.
What was it?
Okay. From 1944 till 53, bottles of Coppertone had a picture of an Indian chief and the slogan, don't be a pale face.
That's right. Wow.
That's good.
Surprised they didn't keep it longer.
Pam cooking spray.
Uh-oh.
You know PAM?
It's a product I use almost every day.
Me too. What's PAM an acronym for?
I have absolutely no idea.
You'll never get it. Product of Arthur Meyerhoff.
Oh, wow.
He's the jerk that invented PAM.
Product of Arthur Meyerhoff. I thought it was going to be actually what the substance was.
Chemical.
Spray oil.
Invented from sticky.
My name is Herr Meyerhoff. I'm inventing the super spy you play in the game without oil.
Just another stupid thing.
Huh?
If you rip a bumper sticker off your car, the best way to remove the glue that gets left on your bumper
with your tongue
is by wiping it in a cloth with Smirnoff vodka. No other vodka, Smirnoff vodka.
So you soak a cloth with Smirnoff and then you can wipe the glue off?
That's what it says.
And of course, save a little something in the glass. Put it next to the car so they can get the bumper sticker off.
Okay, another
drink. I'd like to try the Pam.
The Pam. Pam and Smirnoff.
Hi.
Hi, this is Werner Klemperer. I'm taking the residue of the bumper sticker off of my car with Smirnoff vodka.
Hey!
Yes, Major Hawkstetter.
What did you do with my Bush Cheney in 04 bumper sticker.
I took it off with Smirnoff vodka. That means I'm being transferred to the Russian front. Schultz.
All right, Yahoo.
Thank you.
Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use.
They got a list right now of the most misspelled words this week alone on Yahoo.
Okay.
The number one misspelled word is the first name Rachel, as in Rachel Ray.
R-A-C-H-E-L.
No, it's R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
Oh, is she just trying to be fancy?
The second most misspelled word this week is tattoo.
T-A-T-T-O-O.
Right. Right. Most people just write T-A-T-O-O.
And incidentally, if we're going to discuss that, it should be pronounced correctly, which is tattoo.
Now, here we go.
I'm going to do a search on a tattoo.
Here's some weird ones that I wouldn't.
These are the spelling mistakes?
Yeah. A lot of these are names or bands of groups.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic. Just go to the Yankovic.
Y-A-N-C-K-O-V-I-C.
Y-A-N-K-O-V-I-C.
Mm.
How about the band Evanescence?
E-V-A-N...
Yeah.
E-C-C-E-N-C-E.
E-V-A-N-E-S-C.
S-C-E-N-C. Well, I hope they fail.
What's up, guys?
Held them back so far.
All right, and then you've got...
E-E-N-T.
All kinds of different spellings of Britney Spears.
I'll bet.
Also,
S-L-U-T.
Here's one for you.
Here's one.
Number 16. America is misspelling the biggest loser. Because it's a search on Yahoo. How do you think people are misspelling the biggest loser?
They put two O's.
Mike, do you think it's one word? Two words? Three words?
Or it's three words.
No, that's a screw up spelling of.
Well, Jesus, it's the, that's T-H-E, that's not misspelled.
Could be.
And then biggest is probably what's screwed up because they're not using two G's.
So you think one out of the three words?
Yeah, and probably, no, two out of the three words. I think they're spelling two out of the three and they're misspelling loser because they're using two O's.
They are writing the biggest with two G's.
Right. I would have used two
G's. And for loser, they write it like looser. R-L-O-O-S-E-R.
Is it only one G? You mean, no, they're using, they're misspelling it with two G's.
They're misspelling it with one G. No, they're misspelling it with one G.
Right.
Oh. They're putting in one G on biggest, and they're putting in two O's on loser.
So everybody out there that's screwing it up is taking away a G and adding an O.
Right. And then...
Losers.
Then the
suck on that, losers.
And then the rest.
Or the other name for that show is, I like to call it, Fat People Crying.
Jennifer Aniston, and then Marie Antoinette. And
Aniston is A-N-N-I-S-T-O-N, right?
One N.
Well, no, I think it actually starts with T.
Is it one N?
Yeah.
Is it one N? I believe so, yes.
It's, God, because she's named after her. No, it's Aniston sounds like a boat, though. It's T-I-T-A-N-I-C. That's how you spell Aniston.
You bet. She gained 10 pounds recently.
All in the boobs. Mike, it would only break into this fantastic list material for
yes.
a very important call. Let's welcome now live from Louisiana, our friend Super Dave.
Hey!
Super Dave!
Hey, Don and Mike.
Super Dave, what are you doing in Louisiana?
I'm at Hooters in Metairie, Louisiana on Veterans Boulevard.
Metairie. Is that close to New Orleans?
Yes, it is. It's part of New Orleans.
Are you on vacation, Super Dave?
Yes, I am.
And how are you celebrating? How are you celebrating besides going to Hooters, which seems to be where you go no matter where you go?
Right, I'm probably going to be going to Coyote Ugly downtown.
Oh, you like the girls. You like the bars with the ladies, don't you, Super Dave?
Right.
How many bus transfers did you need to get to New Orleans?
It's just one plane.
You took a plane. Okay.
Oh, you took one plane, so you flew down. Are you with a friend or are you by yourself?
I'm by myself.
Oh, you're by yourself.
By yourself. And how long are you going to be in the Bayou State by yourself?
I'm going to be here till November the 5th.
Wow. That's a hell of a vacation.
I'll fly back, and then I would like to work out getting with you all the week of the 5th to the 9th.
And why that specific week, Dave?
curb whenever you can do.
Oh, okay. All right, you want to get come on the show right after you come back. That's a long vacation, Dave. Do you have friends down there that you'll be seeing, or are you going to do it all solo?
Right, I got my aunt and uncle live here.
Good.
And I got a cousin and everybody.
Cool. So you got a place to stay down there.
So,
right.
Have you gotten laid yet, Dave?
Not yet.
How's it looking? How are those hot Louisiana women?
They're looking fine.
Mm-hmm. And everyone should know, we've already performed our medical testing on Dave.
Yes, we have.
And we have found out that this tape...
He's mentally retarded.
Does not apply. Do not be thrown.
Does not apply.
By his cadence or by his voice.
No, it's got a few issues with oxygen deprivation at birth, but other than that, he's doing fine.
I think we've clocked him. I believe we got his IQ like at least 120, right?
Thought it was
right.
104.
Well, obviously, I mean, you you traveled on your own. You got the ticket. You got to the plane.
How was get laid?
How was your flight? Right. How was your flight, Dave?
It was perfect. It was flawless.
Good. See,
now,
flawless.
Nice smooth sailing all the way. Mm-hmm.
Dave, do you have, with all of your various accoutrements that you have to bring along, is it a hassle for you to go through security?
I just breezed right on through. I wore those water socks that I had in the kiddie pool.
Oh, dear. I wanted to x-ray those.
Just so that I wouldn't really have shoes on.
Oh.
But just something that would get me through security.
Did you sit next to anybody nice on the plane?
Was it a crowded flight?
I just minded my own business.
Did you
enjoyed the trivia and everything?
Did you?
Oh, the trivia. Did you fly
it? Right, they had on the screen questions come up, and I tried to guess the answer.
Oh, like the jumble.
What's that, Southwest? Southwest
Theater.
It was U.S. Airways.
U.S. Air, okay.
What was one of the questions? Do you recall any of the questions?
Now you're testing him, Rob.
It was like the true or false about getting the Oscar or whatever.
Okay. Right, like an Oscar question.
Kind of thing.
And did they feed you on the plane?
They just gave me peanuts and a soft drink.
Yeah.
Soft drink. And a soft drink.
That's all you get. Right. Now, you didn't drink on the plane?
No, I didn't.
Do you drink at all, Dave?
Yes, I do. I drink like a fish.
You got to go. Dave,
I love this guy.
Especially a coyote ugly. Just get drunk, I get ugly.
Have you ever had a hurricane?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you cannot go to New Orleans or Louisiana not have a hurricane.
What's your adult beverage of choice, Dave? What do you like to drink?
I like to drink the slow comfort screw.
The slow comfortable screw.
Right,
it's slow comfort
slow gin, vermouth, and then the cranberry stuff.
You know, he surprises me every time we talk to him. He just opens up another door.
And Rob, you had him clock at 104. Come on, you got to at least give him 120. Listen to his knowledge of booze.
I guess. Hey, have you found that the town of New Orleans has a familiar smell?
Yes.
Does New Orleans still smell like urine?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, good. You know what I want to do with him? You know what I really want to do with him?
What?
I want to take him out. That passionate love. No.
Love to him.
I want to take him out to like up around here, one of those, like we get like a couple of men's stores like literally within a stone's throw.
Yeah.
I want to get him like dress the whole outfit.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do that if I did that for you, Dave?
Yeah,
like the Monopoly guy.
I mean, just really, yeah, dress him up, but I mean really
top hat
and tails, really get you like a suit, tie,
like a
hard shoes,
like a Project runway fantasy for you,
but just to really see, just by looking at him. If you could really dress him up and get him in a tailored outfit, if you could really,
clothes do not always make the man.
I think I want to give it a try.
It's worth a try.
I want to give it a try.
I think it is, yeah.
And just like, take him out one day, get here early, and then show, they have to, of course, fit him and stuff
that. That's very generous of my friend Mike, but I want to tell you, I think the fact that you wear plastic pants and that you have those footy things that you wear, those aqua socks, and that you spray your crotch and your armpits with Febreze,
right?
It's fine.
Right.
I wouldn't change a thing about you or your wardrobe, but if Mike insists on this,
I think I do. I think I have to do this. And Dave, if when you get back in November, I want you to really scrub that day. Okay.
Oh, Mike, excuse me.
If I go to the place up the street, they can do it. They can probably do it same day,
during
right?
the show. Dave, have you bathed since you've been in Louisiana?
I just flew in a couple hours ago.
Did you?
It's only been 2 hours.
When is the last time you bathed?
It was like this morning before I got on the plane.
Well, so that's good.
They fixed the shower at the boarding house?
Right, they fixed the tub and
ooh,
everything.
Oh, we were worried about that.
No longer a problem.
Oh, I bet you like that, huh?
Right.
Are you feeling nice and squeaky clean?
Yes, I do.
Gallons of hot water.
That's wonderful. And who will you be staying with tonight? Your cousin tonight?
My aunt and uncle through the whole 10 years.
Oh, the whole time, the whole tenure.
Very nice.
I love this guy.
The whole tenure.
I do.
Now, Dave, what if you're out on the town and you pick up a young lass? Will you be able to bring her to your aunt and uncle's home and bed her? Or
you get
will
a room?
Have to go somewhere else?
Yeah, do they give you your privacy, Dave?
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. And this is a big, big, long vacation you're taking from the McDonald's, isn't it?
Right, I left the McDonald's
because
I want to do something else.
I forgot. Now we've heard a revelation. He quit his job at McDonald's.
Oh, you quit? What are you looking to do?
Right.
Are you looking for work down in New Orleans?
Well, I'd like to do something different where people aren't so lazy.
Oh, you had a problem.
They always wait for me to come in and do everything, and then when things don't get all done, then I'm the one that gets yelled at.
Do you think that they take advantage of you because you talk slow and that they think they can get away with stuff even though they don't know you really know what's going on?
I think that goes on a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I bet you look good in that McDonald's smock, though.
Right.
Did they ever let you do drive-through?
No.
So they never let you.
Did they ever let you register?
I never handled cash.
You never did counter.
That's not right.
Right, but I have done sprayed the windows and got them clean and done dishes and done the clam grill and done different things.
Well, they have like trays that they cook the burgers on and stuff like that.
And the clam grill.
What kind of work are you looking for, Dave? What are you looking to do after Mickey D's?
Just something that I can help serve people, probably like an Olive Garden or something.
An Olive Garden. Okay.
I think you are managerial material at Olive Garden.
Agreed.
Do you have a button-down short-sleeve shirt you could wear with a necktie?
Yeah.
You do. That's good stuff. And what besides McDonald's, Dave, what else is on your resume?
I've done car washes and some other things, too.
Okay, so you've got a pretty good amount of work experience.
These are hard work.
Right.
But would you like to work at the Olive Garden? Would that be the next place you'd like to hang your shingle?
Right, I have worked at the Olive Garden before a couple of years ago.
Oh, well, that's good.
For like 10 months.
Oh, how'd you like it?
It was fine. I started out in the dish room, and then I made salads.
Ooh.
And my favorite thing was doing the salads,
because
I could just throw in what needed to go in and be done and be quick.
Yeah.
Didn't have to listen to anyone else's lip about it.
Right. Cool.
Hey, Dave, how do they manage to make money with the endless salad and endless breadsticks?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Give you an honest answer.
No one knows.
So you're kicking back for, a little, like 2-3 weeks now, huh?
Right.
Then just recreating. Where are you going to go after Coyote Ugly? What are your plans for the time down in New Orleans?
Probably see some of how the rebuilding is coming.
Right.
And then I'm going to go to the Ravens game.
Ah, okay.
When they play the Saints here in the Dome on the 29th.
That's cool. Sounds like you got a good vacation plan.
Are you going to try to lend your services to the Katrina victims?
I see what I can do.
That's cool.
My aunt was saying something about the tour where you pay and they take you through the lower ninth ward.
Right.
And then the proceeds go to benefit the Katrina victims.
Well, that's what you should do. That sounds like you should do that.
And I bet that you would be a pick-me-up for many people in New Orleans.
Right.
With your stunning personality,
listen,
Dave.
Spirits. Right. As you drive through the neighborhoods on the tour buses, and I've read about that too.
Right.
You know, you can offer words of encouragement.
Absolutely.
To people.
Right.
Yes. Do some good.
Like, hang in there.
All right.
Let's hear that one time. Hang in there.
I will.
No, we're saying that's what you say to the victims down there. If you see people rebuilding their house, you say, hang in there. Can we hear you say that?
Hang in there.
That sounded exactly like everything else he said.
Inspire people.
Part of his charm, I
think.
All
right, Super Dave, well, I'm glad you checked in.
There's a shiny new suit in your future when you get back to Washington.
Uncle Mike wants to take you out and buy you some clothes.
We'll make an afternoon of it. We'll do a lunch, and then we'll go out to the clothing store and get you a suit and the whole schmear.
Why don't you take him to a matinee?
All right.
Take him to a matinee.
Oh, I don't want to waste my time with a movie. I'd rather have, like, a lunch. I'll take him across the street to the steakhouse.
City.
I'll take him to Bagel City or the steakhouse across the street. So it's lunch and a suit for you when you get back.
Cool.
All right.
Because that'll help you when you're going for your job interview at the Olive Garden.
Mikey's already been there one time, though.
Oh, that's right. He's got a history, so he really doesn't have to dress up.
Dave, have you thought?
I just have to wear something like a nice polo shirt.
You know what?
A decent pair of pants.
I'm going to throw out three little words that maybe you've never considered before. Toys are us.
Yeah. Do you like toys?
A little bit.
He's nice. He likes his slow, comfortable screw and Coyote Ugly.
Right.
We think he's childlike. He's not childlike at all. He's very awesome. No. He's very adult. Oh,
but at Toys R Us, he would be able to wear the polo shirt.
Yeah, but he'd only like Toys R Us. Like blow up dolls there. Because he's a horn doggy, aren't you? You're a horny guy, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah.
But maybe you could meet a MILF.
Right.
At Toys R Us.
You know what a MILF is, right?
Right.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
What does it mean?
Oh, God.
Don't say the word.
Don't say the bad word.
MILF. What's it mean?
MILF.
It means, Mom, I'd like to F.
Right.
Pretty funny there.
Right.
Are there hotties in the Hooters you're in right now?
There are a number of hotties.
Have you made any friends?
Not yet, because I just got here.
Just got there. He knows what he's doing. He's going into the Hooters, and that's when he's calling the radio show.
Gotcha.
You need to recommend that restaurant.
The one down in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, Desire. Go to Desire Cafe in the bottom of the Sonesta Hotel.
Hey, Super Dave, we got to go, dude. Have a safe trip.
All right, I should let you go, too, because I don't want the young lady to think I ran out on the tab.
Right,
okay. Right. Okay.
All right, Dave.
All right, well, buy some Febreze. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
I will.
All right, bye-bye, friend.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Super Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. A little change in tone there.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
He's a mystery man.
Just a slight.
Sure. Really, doors are opening all the time with him. You never know what he's going to do.
Sure would like some Mardi Gras beads. You know what? I'll give you my beads if you show me your teeth. Beads for teeth.
Was that m'lady on the phone? Was that Nancy?
That was not. That was actually someone interested. I will make contact with them. A custom tailor. That would like to come and measure Super Dave. And so we'll make sure that this is on the level.
But I think, Mike, you want to take him out yourself.
Yeah,
is that part of the fun?
There's one of those warehouses up the street, you know? I mean, I just think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a midday, middle day.
Take him to Sears.
They have suits at Sears, don't they?
Sure they do.
I'm going to take him to the real place.
Take him to the section marked Portly.
I'm going
to
get him an outfit. An outfit or two. I'm gonna get. You know what I'm gonna get him? I'm gonna get him the business suit, mm-hmm. And I'm gonna get him the dress casual.
Nice.
You know, like with the sweater and the slacks.
That's nice. What if this guy's gonna offer you a good deal, though?
What's that?
You want this tailor if he can offer?
Well,
you
I want to go to a. I want to have some say in picking stuff out. I don't want to have a suit made for him.
You could be there for the measuring.
All right, stop it, Rob.
Yeah. That's a little homoerotic, too.
I don't know
what you're doing there, dear.
I'm sorry, dear. I just spoke, dear.
Listen, Rob.
Yes.
I see by the clock
that it's time to break.
I know, but hold on. No. We got time. We got time to do something in our next break. We have $250 to give away.
Serious money.
Let's check in the back room with Yanni.
Norman. Hello.
Now. John Norman, who's our webmaster and the assistant junior producer, executive, whatever he does around here,
mm-hmm.
Recently, as you know, has had painful elective ass surgery. John's been under the weather.
Yes.
but you are feeling better?
Yes, I am.
It appears that you are. Your mood is good. You're bouncing around, jumping around again?
Yep.
All right. Well, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make him laugh?
Yeah, you know what? He's in a perfect mood for it.
You made him laugh. Really.
Joe Ardinger made him laugh at right at the beginning of the show.
Yes. He might be an easy mark because
exactly.
He has gone through absolute hell with this ass surgery.
But like all of us, we should remember he is full of hate. Yes, so that's a good thing.
And in some ways, more than us.
Yes, yeah, he's got an angry streak.
A crazy kind of hate.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that he's feeling better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So listen, here's the deal. The bit is called Make, in this case, John.
Yes, make John Norman laugh.
Make Yanni laugh. We will put 10 minutes on the big clock and take your unscreened calls at 877-365-3636. Main number, please, folks. 877-365-3636. It could not be simpler. 10 minutes up on the clock. You call. We take the ban off calling with jokes.
Yes.
Yes.
Calling, the whole point is to make John laugh.
Can right. be a joke, can be anything you say, it can be a story, can be whatever you want. Of course, remember, with stories, we all have short attention spans.
Brevity, please.
And John has been under the weather and has not been his normal...
What? Normal what?
His normal...
his normal cheerful self?
That's cable right. guy. And that's... The Jim Carrey movie is still what I stand by.
Yes.
The weird shaved head Jim Carrey, like, hey, hello, Matthew Broderick, I'm your friend.
No matter how good he's feeling, and he is feeling better, it still will be a challenge.
To make him laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make him laugh out loud.
Four contestants, is John still on the painkillers, or is he off the painkillers?
Good question.
Buzz, yeah.
Off the painkillers.
Very good. Now you know.
Off the painkillers.
You.
I heard it. You. All right, so line them up, folks. Smoke them if you got them. Make those phone lines ring. We'll come back, put 10 minutes on the clock for a Make Yanni laugh.
Good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was really reckless. You know, I settled with Don, but a lot of it had to do with my my acting out, my immaturity. I was just never, even now, I'm just never with, which people might like wouldn't like to admit, but I was just never in my life, even now, I'm never capable of handling that kind of fame or finance. I'm just,
that
person. I was just a young kid living, living a fantasy life.
That's
just not who I am. That was never in my life, and I got tossed in that just because I had some admiration of being this great fighter.
What? He is just... God damn it, Brad. He is just absolutely out of his gourd.
Yes.
As you get older in life, I guess, I don't know if it's mellow, you just realize things that were important to you at one time, and that's just not important. Being the best in the world and conquering the world is not important anymore. I'm just enjoying my life, and you know? I'm not going to be here long anyway. We're just here temporarily passing through, so you have to look at it in this perspective. We're not going to be here that long anyway, so as long as you're here, so you might as well look at life from it's a happy point of view, and just going to life is being happy, and just try to have a proper establishment in your life.
All right, he's mellowing. I got that. Yeah. He's mellowed out.
Jesus Christ.
Shower much.
Yeah, it's hard to understand him now.
Very.
Just hear the drama king one more time.
Sometimes I'm a quack and I like to start trouble. I'm a drama king.
I'm a quack.
He's a quack.
And he's a drama king. Not a queen, a drama king.
Right. He's Mike Tyson. He's fighting women. He's funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
This segment is funny.
Here's to sunnier days. Good times.
Bones.
Good times.
Bones.
Good times. With the Bones. Don and Mike Show.
Right. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'll let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Suck on that, losers. You can suck this.
And now, how bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Johnny,
whatever that means, Z.
Johnny Norman, report to the studio, please. Rob, get the clown music out. Get your big crazy clock out.
Come on now.
Let's put 10 minutes on the clock.
Here he comes, fresh off his medical procedures.
His big ass surgery, elective, all of it. Cosmetic, and also, I believe, something to do with kidney stones.
You're very happy with the doctors, and they did you well?
They did.
Okay, that's a good thing.
All right, John, you know how we play the game.
You are
under no pressure.
Good.
Laugh only if you actually feel motivated to do so.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes on the clock, 877-365-3636.
Quite often, we don't get a winner on this game.
It happens. Unscreened calls, they all are, as Yoda would say. And the goal is to make John Norman laugh, okay?
Downstream cause they are.
Not me, not Mike, not Buzz.
Right.
Not a big old flathead. Well,
stupid callers they are.
All right. I'm ready when the call This starts. Always starts as soon as...
Angry we will be.
When the first joke begins.
Okay, here we go. And Don and Mike show, make John laugh.
Hey, why did Tigger have his head in the toilet?
Don't know.
Why?
Because he was looking for poo.
What was that that I heard?
I heard that. Is that your antique clock?
My timer malfunctioned. I have to go digital now.
Can you make it? Can you make it? Make that sound again?
Would you like that?
Yeah.
We almost.
Yeah.
Seriously, what year was that made?
1930s.
Hello, Todd. Mike Show.
How are you doing with that thing?
Make John laugh.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Yeah, hi, dear. Make John laugh.
Your mama's so fat. When she jumps in the ocean, all the whales sing, "We are family."
No, he didn't like that.
Nice try.
You got a scowl, sir. You got a scowl.
Sucky, sucky. Wrong reaction. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
A black baby is given a pair of wings by God. He asked God, does this mean I'm an angel now? No, you're just a bat.
Nope, sorry.
No, nothing. Nothing.
And nothing from Flathead either. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He didn't even like that.
Hello, make Johnny laugh. Make Yanni laugh.
Isn't it amazing how much Super Dave and Bill Clinton sound alike?
Amazing.
Hello, Jesus. Don and Mike Show, make Yanni laugh. Oops, which line? Right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, make Yanni laugh.
What do you call a cow who reads Playboy?
I don't know. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Hey, John just made us laugh.
Wow.
What do you call a cow who reads Playboy?
I don't know.
What,
honey?
Beef stroganoff.
I think Rebecca was funnier.
I think that was great the way you turned that around on us. You are back 100%, I can tell now.
Boy, it's a good thing you had that ass surgery. That elective ass surgery.
Yeah, they went in through the armpit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, that's where they put it.
Oh, okay.
The new one.
Hello, make Johnny laugh.
Go ahead, it's you.
Hello.
Miraculously, it is you speaking on the phone with us.
Don and Mike Show, make Johnny laugh.
Hey, John. Hey, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
Hold on, he got that one.
He had a bunch of them. Boy, he's back there in the first line of defense.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Yanni.
Hello.
Hello. Did you hear that Steve Irwin had his suntan lotion recalled?
No, I did not.
Apparently, it couldn't prevent harmful rays.
Nice try.
Even when that joke was fresh, the delivery was not there.
Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Yanni, what's up?
Hello.
All right, what has seven arms and sucks?
I don't know.
Def Leppard, homo.
I think we had that one.
Hello. We might have had that one.
But it was helped by the fact that he sang homo.
Homo.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, trying to make the ass man laugh?
Yes, please do.
Oh, we've got two young couples making out in the back seat of a car. The guy says to the girl, are you going to try something new? Says, what's that?
He
said,
no, sadly.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Look at Rob just hit the button on that.
Oh, that's a shame.
Come on, Ward Cleaver. Have a sense of humor, for God's sake. Jesus Christ, 1950s sensibility.
68.
It wasn't funny, but didn't have to be deleted out.
I did smile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hey, John, how do you make a clown stop laughing?
I don't know.
You smash him in the face with an axe.
Well, that's just a statement
of
fact.
That's a fact. That's,
right.
That's not
funny. Not a joke. Nothing funny about that. No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you know, you sick bastard. You did laugh at that one.
No,
you
smiled at that.
You smiled at that. He liked that.
Well,
he
smiled. It was in his driveway. It just wasn't at his home.
Just because of its pure evil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
John.
Yes.
What do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery boy have in common?
I'm not sure.
They both can smell it, but neither one can eat it.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah, but and it was a good one in that way where we all kind of nodded. Yeah, that's a good one, but not
a laugh
down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No Christopher Reeve at the top of the stairs.
Make Yanni laugh. Hello?
Yo, yeah, I got a special guest here. I'm the
God on Drew Brees' face.
You're the what on Drew Brees' face?
The dot on Drew Brees' face.
The birthmark on Drew Brees' face.
The dot.
You know the quarterback for the Saints? I at least applaud the fact that they're not.
That was
following.
Creative.
At least that was creative. Like,
that we also smiled with that one.
Hey, Don, am I? There are two Jews and two Indians.
That was the guy that was actually playing the role of a wart.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Yanni.
Hi. Hello. Make him laugh.
So, little Jonathan goes out trick or treating, and he goes up to the door, knocks on the door, and woman opens and says, "Oh, you're a little cute little pirate. Where are your Buccaneers?" He said, "Oh, they're under my bucking hat."
Right. Bye.
5 minutes.
Oh my God.
How long? 5 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like an attorney.
Hey.
Halfway through.
Why doesn't Congressman Foley use a bookmark?
Because he dog-ears pages or something. I'm not sure.
What is the punchline?
Because he likes to fold his pages.
Right, gotcha.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hi. You know why a chicken coop has four doors?
I don't know. Try that again. I missed it.
You know why a chicken coop doesn't have four doors?
No. Why doesn't a chicken coop have four doors?
I can't.
Yes.
Please enlighten us.
I'm sorry, that is a violation. That is a delay in getting to the punchline.
There's got to be a Mexican in there somewhere, though, right?
What?
It's a sedan. It would be a sedan.
Instead of a coupe.
C-O-O-P.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And there I was thinking he was taking it down
the racial way.
Yeah.
Next call.
You know what it was? The thinking man's joke.
Oh, that was the thinking man, all right.
Coop, C-O-O-P as opposed to C-O-U-P.
Super duper clever.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Yo, yo.
Where's your craft attack for the
hour? Hi, Don Mike Show. Make him laugh.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello. What's the difference between a terrorist and a baby?
I don't know.
Baby wears the diaper on its ass.
Get her done. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Yeah, John, what's the difference between a black cot and a picnic table?
Don't know.
Picnic table can support a whole family.
A picnic table can
support a whole family.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Yanni.
Hello.
If he had had the right delivery, that could have been...
Hold on.
If he had had the right delivery, that might have worked today.
Yeah, if we were playing Make Rob Laugh.
Well, hold on.
Look at you over there laughing.
You know, smile.
We've gotten that one three times.
Oh, okay, I don't remember that one.
It felt like the first time to me to close four.
Glad for you.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Yanni. Now that your new bunghole is underneath your arm, you have to put your palm on your leg.
Oh, get a cell phone that works, for God's sake!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Yanni laugh.
Or not.
Hello.
Hey, what's the difference between a white third grader and a black third grader?
What?
The black one's 19.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Yanni laugh.
Not unbelievable.
Hello?
Yes, I got a joke.
Of course you do. That's why you're calling. Right. Make him laugh.
What's the worst thing about eating a vegetable?
Something about the wheelchair.
You know what?
Yeah. Right. It was in the Rolodex.
Fred Dumas.
Eight minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How do Raiders fans teach their kids to count?
I have no idea.
0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4.
This would be
not good.
This would be the bottom of the Cracker Barrel today.
God.
Even Chris Rock's mom wouldn't want to be here.
Very sad.
Hello, make Yanni laugh.
Yanni.
Hello.
How come OJ has to wear white gloves when he eats Tootsie Rolls?
Don't know.
So he doesn't bite his fingers off.
Me and Mike laugh.
I'm not sure I get that.
I like okay, it. Good. If this had been made Don and Mike laugh, we would have had a winner.
Winner.
It was just stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm not proud of that.
It's horrible. None of us are.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Go ahead. It's you.
Time to get everything. Yes, you're on the air.
Idiot.
Hi. Come on, make him laugh.
Hey, John.
Hello.
What did Siegfried and Roy say to the St. Louis Cardinals?
I don't know.
Watch out for these tigers.
Hold on.
9 minutes.
Don loved that. You love that joke.
What did Siegfried and Roy say to the St. Louis Cardinals?
Look out for the Tigers!
That might have been created by that caller.
That
you might have made that up.
A funny, timely joke.
That was good.
30 seconds.
Not as good as the Tootsie Roll.
Hey, Don.
Hello, Don. My God, I know. I don't know why we laughed at that.
I don't either.
Make Yanni laugh.
Why have?
Hello.
Hey, Yanni.
Hey. Hello.
Fan Parenthood.
Wait. Start again. Your
hold
phone
on. Bad
out.
Phone.
Bad phone. Yeah. Try another one. Hello, Don and Mike Shaw. Make Yanni laugh, please.
Okay, this little girl says, I don't want to live with my mommy anymore. And the doctor says, why? Because she beats me. And they go, well, I don't want to live with my daddy either. He beats me. So the doctor says, well, who do you want to live with? I want to live with the Raiders. They don't beat anybody.
What is with the Raiders?
Oh, and there's the bell. Oh,
so sorry.
There is the bell.
Well, hold on, what? John. As you know.
Got a bonus round here?
No. One last call. And for this one last call, let's see. Yeah, I feel like a rambling, gambling man, who quote Bob Seger. We were playing for $250. How about we play for $1,000 with one call?
Okay.
Wow. $1,000.
Why not?
Here we go.
All the phones are jammed. One of these people
has a chance at $1,000. Last one. Hello, John and Mike. Make Yanni laugh for $1,000. You're the only person that gets his shot.
All right, what's up, Johnny?
Hello.
Hey, what do you call four Mexicans in quicksand?
I don't know, but it sounds like the money's going to be safe.
Cuatro Cinco.
Oh, what a feeble attempt. It was for $1,000, but the money was safe, as John predicted. None of us, I should point out, laughed at that particular joke. And the only one, there were two jokes that actually got any laughs at all today. The Tootsie Roll joke and then the one about the Tigers.
Watch out for the Tigers!
That really got done, and I believe that was one that was created by that listener.
Yeah, custom made. All right, well, there you go. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
Yanni. The good news for everybody out there listening is that, well, first, there's good news and bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the bad news. You'll never get that 10 minutes from your life back.
Exactly.
Here's the good news.
Yes.
At some point in the future, we'll wheel John and his tired, pockmarked ass in here.
No, it's brand new. It's got a new one.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
His new sandblasted ass.
His brand new sandblasted ass.
Right.
We'll bring him in to play the game again.
And we'll put $10 more in the hopper.
In the hopper. So stay there. Well, I know what we're doing. Coming back. We're going to the great beyond.
Oh, yes. It's time.
Okay?
It's time.
Crikey, I'm sorry. It's Don Crikey.
Mm-hmm. Don Crikey, and he says, the other guy says Crikey.
Crocodile.
Right. That's crikey. Right, mate.
Okay, thank you. We'll be... I made Rob laugh. We'll be right back.
Thank you, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, crikey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh man, she split me good.
They are the codeine in your cough syrup. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So everybody knows that the crocodile hunter, he got killed by that jellyfish.
Steve Irwin.
Stingray. Steve Irwin. And his kid was supposed to have a TV show.
Right.
And now what they've decided now that the kid's not good, they're not going to put the kid on TV for a year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Which is smart.
What we are doing now, Rob is hooking up the machine, and we are going to go directly to the great beyond. Hello.
Hold on a second. Steve. Hold on to me.
Hello?
He's way beyond.
Nice job with the effects, Rob.
Didn't like it?
Too much?
Hey, Steve. Hi.
How are you doing?
Who's the one that had that strange effect? You mean this? God damn it, Rob.
Wow.
God. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Steve. Man, he is a screw-up.
There's no doubt in my mind. Boy, Mike. It's so sad to be dead. Being dead is just about the worst thing in the whole wide world.
I don't mind telling you, mate.
Hey, Donnie. Can you see me? I'm kind of an apparition. I'm not like I used to be. That's why I'm floating around here just sort of staring at you.
You almost look like a piece of bounce fabric softener.
Kudos to all those people that canceled that show, Bindi the Jungle Girl.
That was a bad idea, mate.
That's why I came back down and haunted them. That's exactly what I did. I haunted those bastards until they pulled the plug on it, mate. Boy, who'd have thought I would have bought the old fan with a stupid stingray? I always thought I'd get chewed in half by a croc, mate. How are you? I'm Vapor. Me khakis keep slipping off because I'm an apparition. I'm dead. 1962 to too soon, mate. But who'd have thought that silly little pretty stingray would pierce me heart and send me to the great down under up there? That's right. Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it, mate? The down under up there. Hey, let's put that reverb on again and see how that sounds. How long did you spend working on that, mate? It's exciting.
He was working on it during most of the commercial break.
I'd just like to go on record from the great beyond as you speak to me now.
Yes, Steve.
I am the ghost of Steve Irwin, mate.
I'm not the real guy. I'm just a floating ghost.
Pretty good for your American Halloween, right, mate? I just want to say kudos to everybody responsible for pulling the plug on the production of Bindi the Jungle Girl. The ring, mate. I thought it was a bad idea. We knocked out 7 episodes when I was a father, and then they were going to bring her back in for another 19. She's 8 years old.
There's no reason she should be on TV, mate.
She'll have a day,
and I wish her the very best of luck with our love of animals. But I'll tell you something. My love of animals has been sorely tested up here in heaven. I talked to God about wiping out several major species based on my bitterness from being stabbed in the heart with a bloody stinking stingray.
Steve Irwin, who do you want, or rather, what form of animal? Seems to me you love all animals. What animals do you want destroyed?
Well, first of all, kudos to all the Aussie brothers that are in the process right now on the big continent of mutilating stingrays. I couldn't be happier that they're going out and chopping their tails off and leaving them for dead on the beach.
Way to go, Dad. Crikey, that's a real challenge. That's better than fishing for crocs, I'll tell you right now.
But being dead, let me tell you about being dead.
Okay.
It's not all bad, Mike.
It keeps me away from my manly wife.
I don't mind. Nig, nig, nig. She's American, you know. And I'll tell you, those bitches sure can nag.
But not anymore. I'm up here in my khaki shorts and my short sleeve shirts in heaven with all the dead crocs in the world. Very excited.
I'd like to feed a stingray through a paper shredder. Wouldn't that be fun? That's what I'm actually doing. As I sit here at my desk, up here in heaven, I'm thinking about all sorts of ingenious ways, mate, that you can actually torture animals and inflict pain on them like they inflicted pain on me. They didn't only inflict pain on me, they inflicted death on me. So I'd like to see them all get diseases.
Who do you think's responsible for the honeybees dying in America?
It's yours truly, Steve Irwin.
Now hold on. Is it only stingrays that you're out to wipe out, or you just mentioned honeybees?
Well, I do have to say one thing. The truth is, when you watch any of the episodes,
I really did love snakes. I love snakes. And let me take this opportunity to promote some of my upcoming TV shows on Animal Planet, which still continue to run even though I'm dead.
Don't forget to watch River of the Damned, or Sidewinders of Arizona, or Surfing Snakes, or Big Croc Diaries, or Reptiles of the Continent. And then when you're done with that, take a flight on Qantas down to Australia and chop off some tails of stingrays, mate. I'm excited about that. Just this morning, I shoved a lit cigar up an elephant's trunk. He jumped around like he was a hyena, mate.
Now, hold on.
It was mighty fun.
What would your wife say about you torturing animals?
Well, she doesn't matter, does she? Because I'm up here, and she's down there, and there's no way that she can get to me anymore. She certainly can't cook. And she's still trying to make money off me name with my little precious Bindi. Bindi the Jungle Girl. Hello, love. Your daddy misses you so much. I'm so bitter. I'm bitter that they were going to put you on camera
every single day just trying to make money. And I tell you something, they're going to burn in hell because I'm up in the afterlife. And I'm going to come to them in their dreams. And I'm going to haunt them. And I'm going to do all sorts of strange things, like put me fingers places where I shouldn't.
Oh.
And then they're going to wake up with cold sweat streaming down their body. Then I'm going to say, it's me, Boo, the ghost of Steve Irwin, here to haunt you, mate, because you're trying to exploit me, Donna Bindi. Bindi, the jungle girl.
Refer her by her full name, please.
Sometimes what I like to do is I take those little birds. You add them for your cereal, Fruit Loops. Toucans.
Right, Toucan Sam, right.
Have you ever seen what happens when you put a toucan in a freezer, mate? It's big fun. Needless to say, they're not as colorful when you pull them out of the freezer as when they go in. They lose all their fancy feathers.
Now, I heard also that you were feeding firecrackers to turtles.
Well, firecrackers and turtles, what I don't tell you, now that I'm in heaven, I don't have to worry about my image anymore because it really, mate, doesn't really apply to me. So what I used to do is, after taping was done, we take some of the crocs that we had that we used for the camera, and we take them into the bat, and we have a special torture area where we cut their fingernails off, and we'd stab them, and I'd do all sorts of cruel things to the animals. And then, of course, on camera, I'd say, be kind to these dangerous creatures.
Yeah.
They're things of nature, and they're very beautiful. That's not the way I really felt. I felt they were smelly, dirty, dangerous animals that could chop a man in two.
What about the video that I heard exists with you doing something with a, was it a broomstick?
Yeah, that's right.
And an alligator?
Let me tell you that story, mate. We had a real mean croc at the zoo down in Australia.
Right.
It was a nasty thing. And what I did was, I decided one day that I'd teach it a lesson. And I heard when I was on my tour here in the States that you had a particular police technique that worked mighty well, mate. And we tried it on one of the crocs. Unfortunately, I lost one of my handler's arms when we did that because the croc sure didn't like where I was putting that broom handle. I don't mind telling you, it was big fun. But I do hate most animals. They smell, they soil themselves, and all they should be done is put in captivity to make a profit for the Irwin family, but not Bindi the Jungle Girl. I've also made me crush videos.
Oh.
Now, what I'm going to tell you, Don, is a secret. Listen up. Everybody be quiet. Okay. Getting real close to your radios.
Be quiet.
Listeners of your program for a limited time are going to get a very special something.
Okay, Steve Irwin.
I've released my pal from heaven, Don Geronimo, a very select group of Steve Irwin crush videos. That's right.
Are you wearing heels?
I don't wear heels. I wear my big jungle boots. I never change my outfit, mate. What I do is I take tiny animals, the babies, and the little ones that are in the forest, and I crush them. I crush them with my big boot. It's a great time, and you really enjoy that. If your listeners call in now, maybe they'll get a special line on it. It'll be great fun, mate, especially for Christmas time.
Is it true that is it a snuff film? What do you call this thing?
Now, I'll tell you about my snuff film. That's a different story entirely. Videos are a series. I've got like 8 or 9.
What are the ones
we do? Mammals of Australia.
What about the baby chicks?
I make baby chicks squirt 5 feet, mate. It's amazing.
Wow.
You'll love those videos. Now, my snuff film was just a bad hand that we had down at the zoo. He was a man, a human being. And I said, man, we've had so much fun crushing these tiny little animals. Why don't we up the ante, mate? Why don't we sneak him down to this shed and I'll just beat him to death with a shovel on camera. And it came out great. We got it in high def. It's fantastic and you can get it too. Last night, me and Don Knotts were microwaving ponies. Lots of big fun. Don't believe everything you see on TV, mate. I don't mind telling you.
Did you say that you and Don Knotts were microwaving ponies?
Sure, we got giant things up here in heaven. Anything we want. I say, I want a microwave 10 feet tall so I can shove a pony in there. And they have it happen because I went to heaven because I was so darn popular.
So what happens to the pony after you microwave the pony?
You know, I don't think about that. Let me tell you what I think about.
What?
I think about just how sad I am that I'm dead.
Yeah.
1962 to too soon.
Huh?
That's what I have to say. That's what they say on the website. 1962 to too soon. I had a lot of good living to do. I was going to turn over everything to my little 8-year-old Bindi. And unfortunately, God, Bindi the Jungle Girl. Yes, sirree, mate.
I took the pony, and Freddy Fender ate it.
Oh.
What a great dog. There, I'm throwing that back at you. I didn't like that at all, fat boy. It wasn't funny. I'm going to haunt you tonight.
Oh, no.
But boy, can I just say, on behalf of the thousands, millions of people that have sent me lovely cards and letters and all sorts of nice salutations to my family, yeah. I'd like to say kudos to you dumbasses. I'm Steve Irwin, hater of all things living. I'm bitter, can't you tell? I was stabbed in the heart with a stupid fat stingray. I'm mad, mate. I don't like animals. I hate animals. I wish they were all dead. The human beings should dominate the earth and fry all the animals in deep fat fryers and eat them with your families for dinner.
Now,
it
God,
sucks.
You're telling
I sure
me.
Hope Bindi the Jungle Girl's not listening to this.
You're telling me that in heaven, God allows you to kill animals.
Right now, in my dorm room in heaven, dorm room number 13, yeah. I've got 16 puppies soaking in gasoline. Just to vent my frustration. It really bothers me.
Yeah.
You know what's really great? As far as killing animals, tackle the babies. Then they don't grow up to be adults. Animal loving's for the birds, mate. I don't like it at all.
You just made a joke.
Yes.
Animal
for the birds.
For the birds.
We can kill them, too. It's amazing what you can do with a slingshot. With a dead eye, you can knock any small bird off its perch, and then if it's still living, you can bring it inside and crush it. Isn't that fun, mate? I play key. Listen, if you ever come down to Australia, ask one of my special mates, not the guys that are associated with the park, but my friends down at the corner pub. You come in there and ask them if they'd like to play a little kitten cricket. Have you ever played kitten cricket?
I've never played kitten.
Tough to say, mate, but fun to play. You take a tiny kitten,
right.
Bounce it off the ground and try to hit it with a big bat. It's big fun. Yes, I'm bitter. I've changed my whole attitude about animals because one of them killed me. How would you feel? 1962 to too soon. Not fun, mate.
And how about poor Bindi, the jungle
poor Bindi.
Girl?
Bindi the jungle girl. 8 years young, still trying to make that silly TV show. And I'd just like to say to me manager, Mr. John Staten, I'm going to come to you in your dreams and I'm going to chop it off. All your bits and pieces, and I'm going to put it in a blender and make you drink it, mate. History. It'll be worse than any croc attack you've ever seen. Hey, how about hitting that reverb again so we can see how that sounds?
Okay, here we go. Well, I guess that's the cue that you're going to be leaving us, Steve.
Well, it's been a great visit. And boy, I'm sure happy that I'm up here in heaven and not in the bad place down there. But I'm sure bitter at all the animals that walk the planet based on my untimely death, mate. And I'd like to say farewell to you, Dawn, Rob,
bye.
Your whole crew, and especially Vince.
Bye-bye. Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, what?
I got to go eat a goldfish now. I'd like to see how long he can stay alive in me stomach. Fare thee well.
Bye, Steve.
Crikey, this has been fun.
The late Steve Irwin.
There he goes.
Steve Irwin. Hates animals. Hey, I had no idea he was that bitter about... You know,
hates animals.
I always thought he was like an animal lover, like a conservationist and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, good job with the effects. Really good job with the effects. Super top notch. Top notch. Top of the world, Rob.
Top of the world.
Top of the world.
Got a break.
How are okay. you, dear?
We'll come back. Oh, speaking of deer.
Yes.
A dear, dear girl and a dear friend of ours.
Yes. One of the best women in sports.
Beautiful. Nancy from CBS. She'll be on in just a second. Isn't, excuse me. Isn't that right?
I'm glad we have the new equipment in here.
Mike, the equipment is perfect.
So you're saying it's not the arrow, it's the archer.
Something tells me that's
that's a term we use in golf quite often.
It's new to me.
Something tells me that a level setting of 271 just off the top of my head.
A little strong.
Seems to be, yeah.
Now can you turn it on mine too?
Yep.
Try to adjust it while you're talking.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Better?
No. It's stuck on 271, you big dummy.
No, that's actually the number of the effect.
You have ears, right?
Right.
You're listening to it, right? Do you think it's better?
It sucks.
God, you're an awful producer. You're an awful producer.
Don't worry, Joe's here. He'll fix it.
He's stroking his chip. Joe's stroking his chip.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Joe, get out of here.
The bit's over. It's too late.
Joe, don't touch the machine.
We got a break.
I know we got a break.
What a break.
Okay, we'll be right back with Nancy.
God damn it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Let me. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right. Standing by from Atlanta, from
Hot
the Atlanta.
ATL,
we have our man, Jimmy Nance.
James Tiberius Nance.
Mr. CBS, as we like to call him.
Let me just get... This is a CBS music. Hold on. Give me just a second.
Do you have more?
I had a special song for Jimmy today.
Oh, good.
Presto request. Here we go. Presto request. All right. Let me turn off the CBS music. Joining us now from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I don't know if they'll like this.
It's Nancy.
Hey. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
I remember doing that because we like calling him Nancy.
Of course.
Where's he? Hey, hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, guys. Charlie Rich, over the line, guys. Over the line.
How are things in Hotlanta?
Hotlanta, the sun is out. I'm just bathing in this beautiful sunshine after leaving a stormy New York this morning, and it feels good to be down here. This is going to be our final four city in a few months, and so we'll be spending some time in Atlanta in the coming year. Got the game here, got the final four, got the Atlanta Golf Tournament. I like it here.
Everybody knows that Jimmy's our favorite, Nancy is our favorite.
Any tournament, I like it here.
Everybody knows that Jimmy's our favorite, Nancy is our favorite.
Annie can give you his entire year's schedule in the drop of a hat, which is incredible.
The guy, the man for CBS Sports.
He is the man.
This is a bigger game than I thought it would be a couple of weeks ago because the Steelers were sucking so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got Atlanta and Pittsburgh coming into Atlanta. That's the game you're doing. Jimmy, you're there on a Friday. Nancy, how will you spend the two nights at large in the ATL? What do you do in Atlanta, Party City, USA?
Oh, yeah.
And we know you're a party animal.
I'm a party animal. Do you want me to give away where I'm going tonight?
Well, I don't think you have to be specific.
I can give you a nice restaurant here, a free pop.
Well, if you do, you're going to get every bonehead that listens to this show calling you.
You'd be cutting into your steak and get your first phone call.
You know what? I'll deal with that problem. I'm going to a place tonight called Nan's.
Nans.
Almost like my name, Nan's.
Wow.
Nans, and it's a wonderful couple that ran a restaurant in New York for years called Tamarin, and they opened up the Thai restaurant then down here. They moved to Atlanta about 15 years back, and now they have this outstanding place here in Atlanta.
Well, I don't think you should have to pay for anything right now that incredible plug.
I have one deal. I pay full retail for everything. I don't want to owe anybody anything. I don't want any favors. So no.
You know, that leads me to a question.
Me too, Jim.
All right, that begs a question, Mr. Nance. I have to ask you this. When you go into a restaurant, you know, many times in the Washington Post, they used to have a little section where the gossip columnist would find someone that had been to a restaurant, and they'd actually report in great detail what the tip was. Would you mind answering this question? As far as percentage, Jim Nance, you, CBS star, sportscaster of the year,
what's
Jim
your
Nance,
regular percentage?
What do you lay down on an average for a tip when you're going
regular.
Out to a restaurant?
Well,
regular.
Now, I have discriminating tastes, and I'm going to not just, you know, uniformly go, boom, it's 22% or whatever it is. I'm going to adjust up or down, but I would say that it normally starts at 30 and flew them in to provide the dinner at the Champions
well,
Dinner.
Well,
Jesus,
I want to get on a plane and fly to Atlanta right now.
I can't wait. I tell you, you will be missed. We can make you sing for you get down here in time.
Wow.
You know what DJ always says? Sing.
Sing
a song.
Sing a song, right.
Sing,
exactly.
Sing a song. Jimmy, are you 100% right? It sounds like you're all over the place. You're thinking about dinner. You're thinking about the Final Four already. You're thinking about golf. Are you totally focused on the task at hand? Jim Nance, I do not know the answer to this. Who is the starting left guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, he's probably the best guard in all of pro football, Alan Faneca.
The man's on his game.
I believe you didn't. Come on, guys.
You didn't think you could trip him up, did you?
Well, see, Nancy, do you have your big cheat sheet in front of you? Or
I have nothing in front of me. You know I could not have had any idea you'd be asking me about depth charts and starting lineups. But no, I don't have it anywhere near me.
I kind of think, really, if we were betting, I would say he could handle both lineups. He could handle any question right now that you would throw his way. I just get the impression he's already ready to go for Sunday.
I could give you lineups in all the games right now. Guys, this is what I do for a living. Okay?
Could you really?
My mind may be on the Final Four, but lineups are always right there.
Very good.
Hey, Jimmy, how is Team Nance doing in your CBS Sportsline League this year?
We're off to a lucky start. We're in first, so.
Oh,
it's one of those dumb luck kind of things. You know how it is.
Honestly, my name is Nance.
What's your record, Nancy?
What's your record?
I'm just on a little 6-week roll so far.
Six and oh.
Who's your quarterback?
You may have heard of him, Peyton Manning.
Oh, there it is. Now, didn't you have Peyton Manning at the beginning of the season?
I had him last year. Hey, Jimmy, what would you think about a? I know that you're nutty about words and stuff, so I won't say retarded. But what would you say about a challenge gentleman works on our show? His name is Buzz. Mm-hmm. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
He owns Peyton Manning in our fantasy league.
Yes.
And all over the building, there are giant signs up that say, Peyton Manning is available for a top-flight receiver. Don't you think that is...
Would you like to give him some advice on that move?
El Dumbo.
Well, depends on who he has as a backup quarterback. Suppose he's carrying a guy right now who's putting up some good numbers, like a Mark Bolger or, you know, someone of that of Matt Hasselbeck.
He's got
thing all day long, but I'll check it. And, you know, obviously the maintenance of keeping up with what's going on around the league is something that I do. For example, if you are out there and you're a fantasy player, it looks like Wally Lundy is going to start getting a lot more carries.
Isn't it great he's so high-strung?
And as Ron Dane has been a failed experiment, and Sam Congato hasn't been effective either. So the rookie out of Virginia might be a guy if he's available, you might want to go scoop him up because who knows? Maybe.
Do you know, seriously, people right now? I can practically hear the computers crashing.
The kind of thing I would be on top of it, whether I was in fantasy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of one time, Leslie Visser, when I was back in the days hosting the NFL Today, this is, of course, in the infancy also of fantasy football.
Right.
She was doing a story on Terrell Davis. Remember
Davis,
the great running back for the Broncos?
Right. Awesome running back.
Yep. So she finished the piece, and you know, I had Davis on a fantasy team again in the early days, and she turned to me and said, on the air, says, Jim, I understand that you have Terrell Davis in your fantasy. She didn't say fantasy football.
How did you acknowledge that?
He's in my fantasy football league. Yeah.
And is that when you jump up from the table and say, stop tape?
Hey, it's live, baby.
I know it's live.
Hey, it's time now for the CBS quiz. We love giving this to Nancy. We'll talk about the games this weekend in a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Jim, let's face it, it's pointless. You'll know the lineup.
I'm in trouble on this one. I can feel it already.
You'll know the lineup tonight on your network, CBS. Ghost Whisperer, closer to home, excuse me, and then Numbers.
Numbers is that is the fine lineup on CBS for tonight.
Right.
Are you going to give them another night to test them?
America's most watched network.
Yes,
this season, CBS.
Yes.
Again.
Now, my voice doesn't change when I do that.
No, you know, it's just too much fun.
Now
when you
I
do
talk.
That, you just kill me when
yes,
you do that.
Yes, it does.
All right. What are you doing? Are you getting are you working? You're not going to go to another network, are you?
Jimmy?
I have 22 years at CBS. I've got 28 to go.
28 to go.
I'm making it to 50. That's the goal. I can tell you right now, if I haven't mentioned this to you before, I'm retiring on April the 8th. 2035.
Yeah, there is nothing like planning.
I'm so serious about this.
Right. Then what?
That is Jim.
That will be. I've already looked it up. The Masters always ends on the second Sunday in April.
Is that when you're going out?
And I looked it up at 2035, the second Sunday in April. 2035, April 8th.
Jesus,
that'll be my.
I got news for
you. You're spending way too much time alone in hotel rooms.
That'll be my 50th Masters.
50th Masters.
2035. Unlike any other, the Masters on CBS, that'll be it for
God.
Me.
Good Lord.
In the year 2035, I'll be having a dirt Big Mac. I guarantee it.
We will be food for the Beatles.
It's going to be here before we know it. I'm savoring every second of it, and I count my blessings. You're doing something I love.
Here's your CBS quiz, Jim. Okay. Now, it's not.
I can't get by that he just told us he's retiring in 35 years.
It is.
No, 2035.
39
years to go there, Mike.
29 to go. Here's your quiz, because you always ace the lineup. We're going to play you a snippet from a show on CBS.
Oh, I've got no shot.
Oh, now you might. Jimmy?
Now, this is going to be tough, because we're sending the audio over the phone line, so you're going to have to listen carefully.
But I'm going to give him like 5 or 6 seconds.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty, it's when we've been playing today.
Yeah. I think
what do I get if I guess it correctly?
I think you are going to guess it correctly. I have faith in you on this one.
What's in it,
Jim,
for me?
If you got it, you're going to get from the DonnaMikeWebsite.com and our DonnaMike store a coffee mug with my face and Mike's face on it.
Congratulations in advance if you get it right.
Or you can win your copy of The Omen on DVD.
No.
It's the year's most...
Not a fan of the horror genre?
I'd rather look at the devil on the coffee cup.
The year's most terrifying film owned to today, rated R. Scared kids?
All right.
Jimmy, here we go. Listen to this clip. What CBS show is this from? Well, that's your music, for goodness sake.
Okay, we got it in the
that's
other
That's too machine. Easy, then.
That was stupid.
That would be the NFL. He would get that right away, I would think. All right, just give us
a name that in one note.
We're having a little technical issue here.
All right, I got it right here.
Here we go.
This is what we've played most of the day today. Not a gag, Jimmy, not a setup. Here it is.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I didn't offend you, did I?
Can you name that show, Jim?
I thought, even though the male actor there had just a very brief line, maybe 3 words.
Uh-huh. Yes?
It sounded like Will Peterson.
Oh, come on! Wow. Incredible!
Yes, I knew it.
I'm sorry, or as I know him around our CBS home as Billy. Billy Peterson.
Oh, wow. Highly impressive. Highly impressive.
Listen to the clip. That's God. I know you don't like the word. That's goddamn good. Really is.
Something I said.
No, dear.
I didn't offend you, did I?
That's over a phone line. I'm very, very impressed.
He got that off, no dear. Now
I'm impressed with his knowledge of CBS and his retirement planning.
Nancy, I love CSI, and I love William Peterson. Do you really know him?
I've certainly met him at a number of CBS events. Sure.
Help me if I'm mistaken on this. Huge Chicago sports fan. Is that
right?
Yeah,
he's a big Bears fan. He's from Chicago. And in fact, the first time I met him, I know I was with one of my football partners. It might have been Dicka, even back when I was working the NFL Today with the coach. And,
his sexual partners.
And Peterson was over there talking football with the whole crew. So he's played at the tournament out of Pebble Beach that we broadcast, the old Bing Crosby, every year. So, I mean, I don't really know him at all, but I see him at some of these CBS affiliate obligations we have. And when you played it back the second time, it sounded like that he didn't speak 3 words. It sounded like he grunted 2 notes.
He did kind of mumble it.
He really did. Hey, Jimmy, being a Nancy, you guys have the Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
What do you think the odds are? It would be a great story. What do you think the odds would be at this point in the year that the Bears are there? That it's 20.
I was expecting you to say, what do you think it would mean if I brought two of my closest pals down to Miami, behind the scenes, look at the Super Bowl,
how
like,
many times,
probably be there anyway.
How many times, we will be, how many times have we had that carrot dangled in front of our, hold on, let me think back to the most recent one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. Hey, guys, it's Houston. Guys, it's my hometown.
You have a long memory.
I am going to take you guys out, and we are going to show you the town. And we are at a goddamn convention center.
wall-to-wall with this jockey. And you know what we get? He's in the same city. His hometown. We get him on the telephone.
Yeah, sorry.
On the telephone.
Yeah.
Well, right, as of right now, I would say to answer your question and get away from something that I know that I botched from 04 in Houston. But I would say the Bears, right now are looking like the strongest candidate of all the teams to make their way to Miami for Super Bowl 41, that would be.
And isn't it weird, Nancy, that with the Bears, it's like a 20-year cycle, because I know they won the title in 63. Then it's like 20-some years later, it's 85 that they won. And now again, it looks like they might be keyed up to do it again. Do you think that there is such a thing as like a 20-year cycle for a team?
You mean they come out like the 17-year locusts?
Yeah, the cicadas. Like
yeah,
right.
I mean, really, because like it would be the third time in 60 years.
The cicadas, or whatever they call them.
Yeah, they're cicadas.
I've run into a time.
And Jim, since you brought up cicadas, I have to give my radio partner tremendous credit. No one eats live cicadas in the radio community like Don Geronimo eats
live cicadas.
It's a gift,
Jimmy.
Don.
It was the most amazing feat.
You have not actually lowered yourself to that, huh?
Oh, are you
How many, seriously, at one sitting did you eat on the air when they came out last
night? I'm not kidding, there was a big plastic glass full of six or seven of them.
No lowering. And now, Jim, I've enjoyed them tempura fried also.
Well, at least they're cooked that way.
I had mine right out of the bushes.
What did you say they tasted like peanut butter?
Nutty.
They had a nutty quality to them?
They tasted like blood, Mike. They tasted like copper.
Oh, dear God.
That's what they tasted like.
Help us all.
So, Jim, which strip club are you going to tomorrow night?
Any recommendations?
Well, the Gold Club is not bad.
I believe it's the Gold Club. Yes, yes. Stop, he says.
Stop.
I've been to. You ready for this? Because you know I bear it all on your show.
Yes. And we admire you.
I've been one time in my life to a strip club.
Oh, it was.
Would you?
I'm going to tell the story here.
Oh, please. Oh,
1980.
Here we go.
1980.
Oh,
26 years ago.
I held a bachelor party at that kind of establishment in Houston. And I walked in. Don't laugh.
But we're not laughing.
I walked in.
We're biting our lower lips.
I felt so ashamed and humiliated to be for anyone to even see me or even to think that I had stepped foot in it.
Yeah.
That I felt sorry for the young women in the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a lot of pity for their parents also. That I went over and shook my cousin's hand and told him that I loved him. That I would be at his wedding the next day, but I had to leave.
That, you know what?
And that was the last time.
There you go. We're standing up and giving you a round of applause because that. And that's back when you were actually seriously considering your presidential bid, isn't it?
Who said I gave it up?
how old were you at that time, Jim?
1980.
How old were you in 1980?
I think we lost him.
You know what? It's this thing. Look at the see the computer thing on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Did it just take him off?
Ran out of time.
Get him back real quick.
Yeah.
I know his time is limited.
Yes, it is.
The thing has to reset
now.
He has
given us some gems.
He is so Nancy.
He is super Nancy today.
What is the key word on this, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The password, rather.
Yes, that's it.
I guess we're going to have to change that password for the telephones now. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the password is Jeff.
Damn, he was on a roll. But he had finished his strip joint story, which was pure Nance.
I wanted to find out how old he was.
Yeah, true to himself.
Okay.
1980.
And then
we can figure out the 2035 thing.
Okay, all right. Where is he? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, gosh. Hey, Nancy, really, we're very sorry. It was, someone was downloading something and the computers went.
I thought it was something I said.
No. We were all riveted to that last story.
Just the good part. Now, in 1980 was the last time you were in a strip club.
Yeah.
How old were you in 1980?
21.
21.
Were you wearing your Weeblos uniform?
No, I just, you know what? It's way outside of my comfort level. So there's no way you'll ever catch me in one.
You know, you are consistent, and we love you for that. Absolutely.
You are. I tell you what, if you do have the nerve to spend a couple of moments with us in Miami during Super Bowl week, perhaps we could revisit one of those. Wouldn't that be a hoot taking Jimmy out one night?
I think it would be fabulous.
That will never happen. if you were saying you'd like to go out one night to Joe Stone Crab,
that would work as well.
I know. I admit it. I'm an old fuddy-dud. My enjoyment when I'm on the road, you know, I have to be on the road basically every single week or weekend of my life. all day long. I work hard. I have great friends out here in every city I go to. I love to have a great dinner. That's as exciting as it gets.
Yeah, if we can, if that's...
I'm not hanging out in strip clubs. I'm not going to the bar. I'll have my glass of wine or two with dinner, but I'm going to a great restaurant.
Right.
Not going to just settle for anything.
Well, we'll
but
try
I'm
to hook
have
up.
Something really nice every night. I'll get a little dressed up.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back and that's it.
Right.
We'll bring our special sneakers. We'll do it. We'll do Joe Stone.
Special sneaker.
We don't wear hard shoes. Please.
But I'm not riding out there with you guys because you might make a wrong turn and take me to some place on the way back.
Someplace with bosoms.
Smart man.
I know you two too well.
Let's see. Nancy, we'll pick three games with you. I know that because you got that whole Boy Scout thing. You won't pick the game you're doing, the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game, which is really the game of the week.
That is the game in both conferences.
But let's do the top three games, okay? It'll be Don, Mike, and Nancy. Only Nancy can tell us why.
What were our results from the last time?
Do we remember? Do we have anybody write it down?
Yeah, Don and Mike got them all right, and Jim got them all wrong.
Oh, now, come on. I think we all picked the same winner on two of the three games.
He's right. Got the memory. Here we go. Game number one.
Write me.
Game number one, Carolina Panthers at the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll take the Bengals in this one, Mike.
Bengals at home, absolutely.
Jimmy.
Guys, we are going against these two erudite, you know, radio hosts who follow the NFL so closely. I'm going to go Carolina on a little four-game win streak. Now, they are 3.5-point underdogs in this game. I think they'll win the game straight up.
Okay.
Straight up, okay. The Monday night game, Giants at the Cowboys. Intriguing. And Jim, after you pick the game, will you please tell us what you think about Tiki Barber's statements this week? I'll take Dallas, incidentally, in this game.
I always have to go with my Giants. Absolutely.
Tough one. Great game. I'm going to take Dallas only because they're home.
And what are your thoughts about Tiki Barber saying that he's ready to hang it up?
Well, I think that's not anything that really caught a lot of people by surprise. There was some question about, you know, how much more really he was willing to play coming into this year. Tiki's a guy that has had a very, very good career, and he has also worked it extremely well being in New York, and I'm not saying he's working it like he's, insincere or anything like that. Contrived. He's just a very smart guy, Virginia graduate. He's got a lot of friends. He's got a lot of friends in the media. He does TV shows. He does political fundraisers. He does all kinds of things. He went to Israel in the offseason. He spoke down at the Bush Library down in Houston. You know, he and Rondé both are exceptional people. And I got to tell you, Tiki's not one of these guys that when he takes the football uniform off, he's going to sit back and say, now what do I do? He's got multiple options.
Well,
so
he's an entrepreneur, but...
I would imagine for a small running back, as he is, that has got to take its toll physically on the
but
guy.
He's,
really
but, he's, but here's the thing, he's at the top.
He is.
I mean, the guy runs.
Did you ever watch a Giants game and see? I mean, he
the guy
just
runs
gets
200 yards,
but
like four or five times a year.
He gets pounded every week.
And
he
Mike's
really
point is a salient one because I think what he's trying to do here is preserve himself because, you know, he's got a long life to live and he's going to be doing things, whatever it is he's going to do, it's going to be at a very high level. So there's no need to go too far with it. I personally think because he's having another one of those years where he could win the rushing title. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he'll go out at the end of this year. Personally, I think he's good for another year at least.
All right, one more game. And, Jimmy, I see a bunch of dogs here. Here's a pretty good 4:15 game on Sunday. Minnesota at Seattle. Because there have been players changing between these two teams. I'll take Seattle at home in this one. Mike?
I'm going to also take Seattle.
This, as much as you tried to, all this hyperbole here, Donald.
Thank you, James.
This is not going to be a good game in my estimation. I think that Seattle will put up a big performance here.
Oh, well, hold on.
I don't see this one being that close.
Jimmy, of the other games, you tell me which one really jumps off the page at you then. How about Arizona at Oakland? How about Detroit at Jets? How about Green Bay at Miami? God, thank God you don't have to do these suck games. Denver at Cleveland.
Be careful there, by the way.
And the Redskins in it.
Red alert.
Hold on. Red alert on what?
Red alert. Denver? Watch out for the Browns. I'm not saying they're going to win the game.
No, wait.
But
Jimmy.
This is one of those ones where Denver's got a big one coming up next week. It's a classic, what we call sandwich game. They're coming off a win against Oakland, a divisional rival, albeit the Raiders are down, but nonetheless, it was a win that they get up for. Next week, they host Indianapolis. So now they've got to travel to Cleveland. They probably have very little respect for the Browns, who have been competitive in their games that they've lost. Like, they've almost beat Baltimore earlier in the year and the whole thing. And Cleveland, coming off a bye, is going to be ready.
All right, well, let's pick this game. Let's pick this game, because I would say that the Broncos defense maybe is the best defense. That's not a sexy thing to say. Maybe the best defense in the league. No way Denver loses this game. We are picking Denver and Cleveland.
I got to go with Denver also.
You know, first off, the Bears, I think we give the title of best defense right now to the Bears.
Okay.
With the Broncos right behind them. Okay.
I mean, Jimmy, that's a solid defense. You mean to tell me Charlie Fry is going to beat the Broncos, even in a sandwich game?
It could be like a 13-10 Cleveland win. I'm just not wanting you to be shocked on Sunday.
Any chance coming off the bye week, the Indianapolis Colts will be looking past the Redskins as well? Is there any chance that's going to happen?
No chance.
Okay.
I'm hearing the music. That's my walking
music. That's it. You got to go.
My exit music.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you as always.
Guys, love you guys.
Love you too.
See you down the road.
Have fun at dinner.
Bye-bye. Here he is, Jim Nance.
Oh.
He'll be dining tonight at Nam's in Atlanta.
He was super. I mean, he gave us today, we heard the retirement plans,
yeah.
The story of the strip joint in 1980.
She is great.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
what a woman. Did you happen? Absolutely fabulous.
And whatever you do, don't call Nam's in Atlanta tonight.
No.
Ask for Jim McMahon. Ask for Jim Nance and say that your name is Sean McManus. Do not say that.
We are imploring you not to.
Do not.
And that is serious.
Do not.
I like Buzz's laugh over
and
there.
Do not call that restaurant Nam's and say that Les Moonves is on the phone.
No.
And for God's sakes, don't call that restaurant and say, Sumner Redstone is on the phone.
You tell him to take himself away from his plate of Thai food and come to the phone. Put his red wine down. And you know what? I would imagine if we do, at some point in the future, get a chance to break bread with him.
Oh, we will.
That would be, as funny as he is, and he's just so Nancy, that he would be an absolute hoot at dinner.
Hey, guys, 1980. Guys, walked in. Shook my cousin's hand
and walked out.
I had to leave.
I love it. And you know he's telling the truth.
You know
he's telling the truth.
But with our listeners, they wouldn't be smart enough to say Les Moonves. It's going to be Mr. Nance. Kevin James is on the phone.
Billy Peterson.
He was getting those calls.
Billy Peterson.
And it was so much more to jump in when he was talking about, I'm going to go out for 29 more years or whatever. Said, hey, me and Mike got 18 months left.
Beetle food.
Slow down. Wow.
Jim Nance, Beetle food.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
There's a lot happening in the world, isn't there?
Sure is.
All right, we'll be back with Robert's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is something offensive to you as a Catholic?
I'm not really a Catholic anymore, you know.
Hold on a second, dear. That would be the CSI thing. Where's the tape of Dude Walker? Today, right now, it's time for news and comments with...
There was Mel Gibson.
Really? Who knows? Well, down to the machine now. Let's see what's in there. Hey, everybody. Al Cooper.
Yeah.
Time for Bob's News.
The show with more comedy and less Moonbez.
Right.
Don and Mike.
All right. Bob Newton's News.
Yeah, baby.
Tonight by the Speaks. See them at the Shockers Ball at the Shark Club in Falls Church, VA next Saturday. For information, go to myspace.com/thespeaks.
The Speaks.
And speaking of the web, my first blog is on our website.
Yes, it is.
At DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
You will find it very interesting.
It's fascinating. It's all about Rupert Pupkin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first of many blogs that we will have.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's going to do one next week on his dieting.
Yes, the ongoing battle.
Buzz will do one on coffee table books.
That's right.
Rob will do one on the Hindenburg or whatever it is that appeals to him.
It's whatever moves us.
So anyway, that's there. Just go to our website, click on the blog, and read.
It was a rigid airship filled with hydrogen. What could possibly go wrong?
No, you're such an expert.
I was at his house over the weekend.
Right.
visiting with Rob and his wife and his wonderful kids.
Right.
And I didn't even mention this to you, you big galoot.
What, the new one?
Yeah.
What's he got now?
The model.
What collectible does he own now?
The Hindenburg is now on top of the TV.
It's gorgeous. It looks so good there.
The Hindenburg is as... Rob has a big, giant TV in his living room.
Right.
And as the kids are watching whatever Little Bill or whatever the Nick Jr. show was, right on top of this thing, it's a big...
It's 2 feet.
2 foot long.
The giant Hindenburg.
You know, complete with, you know, the crooked cross.
You know, I don't want to make a general nasty statement here, but I think you're not normal.
No, I think I am.
I don't think you're normal.
Was there something else that I missed besides the Hindenburg being on top of the TV now?
No. Well, we moved the framed picture of the piece of the burnt wreckage. That's by it. It's just above it.
Oh, that's a nice
touch. To the right. And that's really cool. That was from my dad. That's not just the piece of the burnt wreckage.
You planning on stopping by the Chamber of Horrors this weekend?
It also has some postage stamps with Baron Hindenburg on them and a coin and a patch that you would put on your luggage if you were on the
trip. Somewhere, somehow, someone is appreciating the fact that you're remembering Baron Hindenburg.
See, what you'd do is you'd fly from Berlin to New York.
All right, thank you.
I don't, somehow I don't think that was Big Daddy's eventual dream that he would go on to the bowling alley in the sky.
Right.
You would take over the house. The very first thing you would do
was move your Hindenburg over.
Hindenburg into the like it is the focal point
right.
of the living room. You're sitting there.
Big Daddy wouldn't have tolerated that.
I don't know that he wouldn't have tolerated it. He couldn't have done anything about it.
What Rob hasn't told anyone is it really contains hydrogen.
It really flies.
Wow.
It's a fire hazard. Anyway, Robbie. Robbie Burbank, it's time for
yes.
you.
Oh, hi. Yes, hi. Yes,
hi.
It is.
Hi, Bob D.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, how we long for a simpler time, what I like to call the OJ days. What the heck is he up to anyway?
Who he?
Well, he's writing a book tentatively titled, If I Did It.
Who he?
Oh, God. He's already been paid.
He's losing it.
$3.5 million. He's already been paid that to write what's described as a hypothetical look at the murders of O.J.'s wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron
Goldman.
He's
out of his mind.
And I think he's cash strapped.
He's innocent. Remember that. He's innocent.
Wow. He was in church. He reportedly plans to spend the money quickly before the victims' families can get to it through the court system. The National Enquirer says the book is, and I quote, so detailed and chillingly realistic, readers are left with little doubt. The law says Simpson can never be retried for those murders.
This is the most exciting scandal since the juice was on the loose.
The juice is still on the loose.
Simpler times.
Oh, boss.
North Korean President Kim Jong-il says he's sorry about the recent nuclear test. He regrets it.
We are sorry!
Wow. At least that's what he told the Chinese delegation. But he also said that if the U.S. backs off...
We were lying to you.
It was just a mistake.
We not say we're sorry.
He said that if the U.S. backs off trying to isolate North Korea, quote, we will also make a concession.
Oh, look at my pompadour haircut. I have the same haircut as Conway Twitty, famous country yes. western singer.
Same barber. I am wearing glasses for women. We take Kim Jong-il's statement to mean that he'd be willing to return to the bargaining table on the subject of his nuclear weapons. Is it possible that a number of our world leaders are a little crazy? Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't know his...
Pooty-poot.
Didn't know his mic was on, but still, jokes about rape, not cool.
Oh, dear.
President Putin was chatting with the Prime Minister of Israel about the President of Israel, who may be facing charges of rape, we mentioned the other day. Say hello to your president, said Putin. He really surprised us. We did not know he could deal with 10 women. He turned out to be quite a powerful man. He raped 10 women. I never expected it from him. He surprised all of us. We all envy him.
Yeah.
Well, that's over there in Russia
in
where they're
quote,
just
the
nuts
rules
anyway.
Are different. Yeah.
He ate those women.
Not as crazy as having a Hindenburg on your TV.
It's a whole other country. All the
line, there's a fine line between rape and Hindenburg. Mark.
Hindenburg. All the diplomats laughed, including the Israeli prime minister, who then quickly added, I wouldn't be jealous of him. And then there's our boy. We're the USA, and we own all of outer space, biatch. The U.S., of course, has the right. The U.S. has the right and the obligation to defend itself. But the order signed by President Bush this week sounds a little ominous, threatening to deny other countries access to space if deemed hostile to U.S. interests. World opinion of the U.S. has turned against this, mostly on a perception of arrogance, so they should be used to this by now.
Mother, how you doing, Pooty Poot?
I know you're doing the real news now.
Right.
But I just have to point out something. I was watching ABC 7 today.
Right.
They ran this during the news.
Uh-huh.
Now, it said to me, I'm glad to hear that you've got a lot of the material.
Right.
It said to me it's a slow news day.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to Christ, at 12:12, this is the story they ran.
Right.
You've all heard the old wife's fable about digging a hole to China.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, Joe Blow from ABC News has more. So this was a network piece
right.
that they picked up to run for filler.
Right.
It was done with children's animation, almost as if to educate stupid people watching the news.
Right.
Saying, if you really dug a hole in your backyard, you'd end up, and they show, blah, 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 in water. Since all of North America, specifically America,
right.
underneath us is water.
Oh, directly on the other side.
Yeah, right. And
what like if we went through the earth and we got through the red hot magma, you'd come out in the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, for instance, if you were like 5 miles south of Kit Carson, Nevada, or whatever.
Okay.
And Carson, no, it was, no, Kit, it was Carson City, whatever it was.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Whatever it was, you would dig through and you would end up in some small aisle and some small, like, Gilligan.
So they were actually bisecting the planet and showing you where you'd end up.
But they were doing it with, like, Sesame Street animation, and they came back and the anchors said, well, we'd all wondered if you could really dig a hole to China, and now we know that you can't.
Thanks for enlightening us. Hey, I'm Barbara Harrison.
It looks like a cloudy day outside. Let's go to Brian Vandergraff in the Weather Center. I swear to God, this passes as news?
Sure. So
this was 2 minutes of news today on Channel 7. You cannot dig a hole in your backyard
so stop digging.
And end up in China.
What if you dug a crooked hole?
Ah, a crooked hole might work.
Oh.
How to be invisible when we return.
Oh, boy. What a satellite.
Yay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's the word from Planet Crestpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get back to it.
They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
Hey, Berber. Here is Guy. Bye bye Burbank. Hi Bud. I was thinking of Bye Bye Birdie, but I was thinking
Bye Bye Birdie.
The name of the song is Be My Baby.
That's right.
Here is Buzz Ronette. Hi Buzz.
Hi Don and Mike. Just because you can't see me right now doesn't mean I'm not here.
I can see you.
No, not you. The people listening to it.
Oh,
I get it.
Oh,
and radio.
No, yeah.
Scientists from the U.S. and England have succeeded in making a solid object invisible. The object was a copper cylinder.
We
see objects thanks to the light that reflects off of them. This cylinder tastes like copper. Use microwaves to bend the light at just the right angle, and the object seems to disappear.
Ah, oh, that light is bending. Where is my coffee table book?
Man, have you seen that new druggy burger they're selling from Burger King with the Angus guy? The Angus and Shroom and Swiss?
Wow.
No. Angus, it says it's called Angus Shroom and Swiss.
I don't think it's that kind of mushroom, Mike. I think it's like a cooked mushroom.
Oh, so you mean you don't eat the burger and then all the colors get brighter?
No, you don't.
All right, they can sell more.
From the arrow, Angus Shroom and Swiss?
Angus Shroom. I'm Angus.
I'm Shroom.
The scientists say they have bent the light in much the same way a flowing river curves around a rock. Quoting one scientist, we have built...
We're such idiots, aren't we?
We have built...
I knew somebody was going to say that.
He says, we've built an artificial mirage that can hide something from observers in any direction. It's not perfect. There are still a few shadows and reflections, but researchers say they built this first one pretty quickly.
Invisible machine.
Invisible machine.
Wait, my invisible machine.
Wait till you see or don't see the next one. And they say... They think they can also bend sound waves to make an object unhearable.
Phil, we're going to set this up in the ladies' locker room. Thank you.
Bend it like Beckham.
Vote Republican or die at the hands of terrorists. That's the degree of subtlety in a new TV
George ad. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
From the Republican National Committee. The ad features a picture of Osama bin Laden and the words, kill the Americans. The sound of a ticking time bomb grows louder in the ad. The ad repeats the Osama quote, what is yet to come will be even greater. And then some explosions. And then the words, these are the stakes. Vote November 7th. what could go wrong?
Oh, God.
A new Newsweek poll shows most Americans think Democrats can now do a better job in the war on terror.
Father Frank Pollens.
And Jim Brass, Las Vegas, please.
And a Republican radio ad running in 10 states has drawn some attention.
Well, that's who I'm voting for. I just wanted to mention.
Oh, Paul Guilfoyle?
No, I'm voting for Brass.
Jim Brass?
Yeah, we all are.
Jim Brass for King.
Hey, Father Frank Pollens.
And Jim Brass, Las Vegas, please.
I'm Jim Brass, Las Vegas Police.
She's cool.
I'm going to take a look at your underwear.
Isn't it time we got a candidate with an oversized
ad? A Republican radio ad in 10 states has drawn some attention by calling black women hoes. Ironically, the ad's aimed at black voters. And the dialogue, as read by...
Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head.
Yes.
The dialogue in the ad, as read by a white guy, goes like this.
Is he well-spoken?
Black man number one. If you make a little mistake with one of your hoes, you'll want to dispose of that problem toot sweet, no questions asked.
Wow.
Toot sweet, no questions asked.
Black man number two. Oh, that's too cold. I don't snuff my own seed.
Oh, that is too cold. I don't snuff my own seed.
Now, hold on. Black,
these are white guys speaking.
No, these are, I'm a white guy, and I'm reading the lines that are read in this commercial by black men.
By black guys.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Black man number one and black man number two.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Okay. Black man number two says about the hint at abortion, that's too cold. I don't snuff my own seed. Black man number one responds by saying, maybe you do have a reason to vote Republican.
Oh, my God.
It's exciting.
Sounds like somebody's getting desperate.
One of the top tight asses at Fox News, Sean Hannity, is telling Democrats to, quote, stay home on Election Day for the sake of the nation. On his radio show yesterday, Hannity also told Democrats, quote, your vote doesn't matter anyway because it won't change who's in the White House. No, but it will change who's in Congress. Remember, the Wicked Witch is powerless without the flying monkeys.
And have you ever seen... Oh, I get jokes.
They're getting... You know, I think it's going to be fun as we get down to the election because I think everybody's going to be getting a little crazier. And I don't remember a congressional election that's gotten this much publicity. And it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I was watching something on the fake news channel about their 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some old footage of Hannity and Combs.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that Sean Hannity is on TV, the more he's starting to look like American Dad.
Yes.
Which leads us then, of course, to Jack Del Rio of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right. The oversized head, head kind of taking over his body.
But the thing about Sean Hannity is he's got that, he's like posing like he's in a military photo. And
he looks like he's always flexing.
He's an action figure, and it's like, hey, hold on! The Democrats, and even the way he moves with his arms, look to me like the G.I. Joe, where you could never really make G.I. Joe
relax.
Yeah, because the
arms... Like you tear away that suit and it would all be plastic underneath?
Well, and his arms were always halfway in the punching mode.
Right.
Always flexing.
And you could never really straighten them out.
Yes, same thing with Sean Hannity.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, you will love him head to toe. Oh, that's the gay G.I. Joe.
Also, with Sean Hannity, looks like Mr. Incredible.
Yes.
And he could have the unibrow, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't he have the unibrow? I think he probably has the pluck.
When genital piercings collide, when we continue.
Once again, news that's just important to Buzz. And we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Interrupts. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
Once again, here is Disco Stu Elston. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, in the immortally twangy words of Mac Davis, baby, don't get hooked on me. In other words, don't let your piercings down there become entangled when you hook up with someone who also has piercings.
Ew.
It happened to a couple of fictional characters last night on Grey's Anatomy. But as they like to ask on local TV newscasts, could it happen to you?
Could this happen? Could you dig a hole for China?
This morning on News 4, Barbara Harrison will show you her piercing.
technically, yes, it could happen, according to a Chicago healthcare official, but he's just the type who would warn us about bleeding, infections, abscesses, tissue tears, and
bleeding.
Other complications.
Bleeding. I was bleeding to death.
And now that both men and women are getting jewelry for their junk, hospital guidelines have been issued. A spokesman for the Association of Professional Piercers thinks getting caught somewhere is highly unlikely. He says he's never heard of it happening, and I'll bet he's heard a few good stories. But both sides agree it's no longer just a fringe practice. Gems for Your Jewels has gone mainstream.
Mm.
Just try to be careful not to get hooked on a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I love it when you quote Lou Sweet.
I know you do.
Or were you quoting DJ Thomas?
Yes, both.
Or what? Were you quoting David Hasselhoff?
No.
DJ Thomas.
He's out.
We got to fly. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Be safe, all you VIPers. We'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Tong Klaus. You know, regarding Buzz's story,
yeah.
I'm wearing cufflinks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.